This is an intergalactic emergency.
Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge. This is episode 3. This is your host, Dougley. I'm here joined by
Christian DeLorean. Hot young guys.
Mm-hmm. Also, this episode is sponsored by Moulin Saskatchewan Sauce, only provided by McDonald's in 1998.
There we go. Nice and tasty.
But yeah, well, yeah. I've never had it. Apparently, it's good.
Oh, it's the latest craze. Just like capri pants and high socks.
Oh, dude, don't get me started on male capri pants, man. I might need a pair this summer. Just to rock them.
I wear rugged capris, which is like me just rolling up my jeans. It's a clever disguise, and no one,
aged, yeah. Distressed.
No one says anything about it. It's like a
vintage.
How are we gonna get this thing started? What are we diving in today?
Alright, well, I'm gonna let you take the lead on this, because I know you're the one who came up with this.
Oh, nice.
The starter question.
So, pretty much this week, I figured, since we've been watching, obviously, a lot of Netflix, and actually, Netflix has been going actually kind of ham lately, just with their originals and everything, and just adding new stuff. Like, they've been adding a lot of nice content, obviously, a lot of Disney stuff. So, I was like, you know what? Maybe we should do, like, what's in my Netflix queue? Just to kind of start it off. Because, I mean, everyone has Netflix. It's easy to watch something that we all... I mean, it's like, you know, you see your homie, you're like, yo, yeah, dog, I've been watching this on Netflix. So, I'm going to start it off, and then maybe we can just probably, like, go back and forth. But one thing I want to talk about on Netflix, which is kind of tight, is this show called Ultimate Beastmaster. Have you heard of it?
I literally just saw it when I was going through my Netflix earlier, but I don't know what it is. It looks like Ninja Warrior or something.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like, yeah, it's like an original Netflix. It obviously, it's a Netflix original, but think of it as like pretty much like a, you know, Ninja Warrior type show. So it's an obstacle course. And it's 6 countries that are competing. And then I think they take the finalists of each episode and put it into like a Ultimate Beastmaster kind of finals. And then like everyone competes. So I think it's like each country has like 2 hosts too. So for America, we have like Terry Crews. It's fucking host, right? And it's also executive produced by Sylvester Stallone. So he's like, you know, behind the show as well. But yeah, it's pretty much just the obstacle course, you know, with the 3 stages. It's like a real life video game type shit. But yeah, so we have one of our little hosts or judges, Terry Crews. And I don't really know the other host. I don't really know where she's from. I can't remember her name either. So I'm whack for that. But so it's the U.S., Brazil's a country, Anderson Silva. Another one most people will probably know.
Him.
Yeah, so those are like the main people like most people probably know, at least here in the, you know, the States for sure. Germany, Japan, South Korea, and Mexico. So 2 people from each country battle to become the, you know, the final Beastmaster at the end of that episode. I think they compete for $10,000, and then the grand prize in the finalists is like, I think, 50,000. But you know, dude, it's pretty dope. It's pretty crazy. And you know, typical shit, people are getting fucked up left and right, you know, just trying to like do, like just getting the wind knocked out of them, trying to climb this shit. Yeah, dude, it's just like,
so yeah, the Beastmaster, does it have anything to do? Do you have to fight animals or something?
Nah, it's like you're pretty much inside. The Beastmaster is pretty much like a dragon. And that's how the obstacle course looks like. It looks like a metal dragon. Just... Yeah, yeah. So you start off by going in its mouth, and you pretty much come out of his ass, technically. And then inside, you know, the beast is, you know, all the obstacle courses. So yeah, like, you literally, like, on the first level, you go through the mouth for the beast. at a lot of platformers, a lot of climbing. But yeah, dude, this is definitely a pretty dope show, especially for a Netflix original, because you know all the episodes are already there. Dude, I blew through that shit, man. It was dope watching, just cause. But I definitely think that's a nice little show to check out.
Well, I will check it out now. I saw it, and I was like, eh. As long as, if it's better than the American Ninja Warrior, I'm definitely checking out.
I never got to watch the American Ninja Warrior like that. Like,
it's not great.
And it's funny, too, because they even have the fucking, oops, they have the fucking, because it's crazy, too, because like I said, it's, you know, six countries, so the Ultimate Beastmaster popped up. But then they actually had the Spanish version where you're pretty much watching it, the whole show inside like the different host desk. And I was like, dude, like, wouldn't it be crazy to watch like the whole season in, you know, each country's? I mean, you wouldn't know what was going on, but it's just like funny. Oh no, like it's pretty dope show. I think they did it in the desert, in, like California, is where they had the setting was.
Something like that. Probably Mojave, somewhere around there. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, something like that.
Close enough.
So what's in your queue?
Alright, well, I guess the first show, the first thing in my queue I'm going to talk about, there's this show, it comes on Sci-Fi, but it's Netflix, you know. Mm-hmm. It's called Dark Matter. It's basically like, I wouldn't say cyberpunk, but it's more, it's like, it's a show,
is it cyber
show, of course. It's like... Yeah, I would say it's more cyber emo. But the show's cool. It's the first season is, I think, so far the best I've seen of it so far. The second season, I'm still making it through it. I'm not all the way through, but the first season, I'll tell you the basic general premise from episode one. Mm-hmm. There's this crew on a spaceship called the Raza. They're all in like suspended animation or whatever the hell you do when you get in space, you know.
Yeah.
They help them travel or whatever. Well, the whole team, they all wake up basically, and they have no memory of getting on the ship. They have no memory who they are, how they got there, what their names are. None of
what
that.
The fuck?
They have no names, so they have. They have to go by numbers, so basically they're going by who woke up first. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
And, like, I think the writing is really good in the first episode because they're taking all these, like, you know, space marine tropes and stuff. Like, oh,
okay.
He's the badass, and he's the blah, blah, blah. But they don't know nothing about themselves. So basically, it's just them trying to come together and figure out how they got there. Can they trust in these people? Are they... And it's a pretty good show, though. It's not too bad. Season one ended pretty nicely. I'm still going through season two right now, taking my sweet, sweet time.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty alright show. If you like, you know, space marine type shit, people and... The only thing I do have, the production value isn't super great, because it's a sci-fi, you know, show.
Yeah.
But once you can get past that, the acting's a little stilted, but it's still inspired.
Yeah. Never all right. Doesn't sound. I'll have to look it up if it's on Netflix. Obviously, I actually just wrote it down, or just typed.
Yeah, it's
it out.
Not a bad show.
Put it in the notes.
It's pretty cool.
Check it out.
It's got some nice. The wardrobe is pretty cool. That's why, dude. When I watch shows, I don't know why I just look at it from that type of perspective. Like, fuck it. I feel for this wardrobe. You know, I feel for the fucking fashion designer, whoever is in charge of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fresh. Now, yeah, when I think about the
so, what's on your next on your list?
So next on mine is actually a movie that I saw they just added, which is one of my favorite movies. Is The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood. That is the shit. Because obviously, without giving it away, what would you say? It's like a thriller, kind of.
Yeah, it's probably like a thriller. Not so much horror.
Yeah, it's just like, pretty much, imagine a thriller, and it's just like, It's, I don't know. It's, you gotta, if I had the summary on deck, I would let you guys know. But it's pretty much, I think it's Elijah Wood's character. Something happens, I forget exactly what, but he ends up going to live with Macaulay Culkin's parents for like a time period. And obviously the good son, like, you know, he's like obviously a troubled kid. So he just keeps on getting into a whole bunch of, you know, trouble. But obviously the twist in the name of the title will be giving it away. So that's the big enough hint. But I don't know. Like I said, it's a classic. I think it should came out.
Yes. What, like an early like 90s, 90s classic. Easy.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's definitely.
Say like, it was definitely after Home Alone. I know. I'm pretty sure. Because yeah, so, he looks way older. Yeah. Not way, way older, but yeah.
Yeah. And then.
I mean, if you haven't seen it,
since I'm brief on that
one,
I'm going to actually slide in another one real quick. Is They just added another. I think they actually re-added them. Cause I could have swore they were in my queue, then they disappeared, and now they just got re-added. Is Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2. I think Mortal Kombat 2 is just Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Oh, dude, I love watching those movies. Obviously based off the video game, but
memories.
Classic, dude. I watched both of them yesterday. Just while I do shit, it's one of those movies I can always throw on. Like, regardless of how horrible a lot of people say they are and they don't like them, fucking classics, man.
Hey, people say they don't like that. They talk shit about that Super Mario Brothers movie. I'll still watch the shit out that.
Yeah, those movies are just the greatest, man. So yeah, if you guys have seen the Mortal Kombat movies and you just like, fuck it, it's just Mortal Kombat, fuck it. You know, obviously, it's just a variation on how the games are, but not. I think you'll enjoy it.
No, all right, what you got? I remember the shit off that show, that movie.
Yeah, for sure, classic.
I just remember at the end, I straight thought the person who's playing Shao Kahn, I thought that was Forearms for the longest. I'm like, so how did he come back? When I was a kid, that's all I can think of. Like, how did he not die? I saw him die. But yeah, next on my list is it's a new show, well, relatively new. It's the Voltron Legendary Defender. It's it's done by the same studio who did Legend of Korra.
Oh.
So like it's an animated show. It's a reboot of the old school Voltron for anybody who knows about that. But it's pretty good. I've made it through the first season so far. The second season just came out not too long ago, a couple months ago. And I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's another space show. I guess you can see where the theme is here.
But yeah.
It's basically the old school Voltron, which I never really watched. But they have all these. It's serialized. You know what I'm saying? So like, each story builds upon something else. You'll see people, characters that you met for a second, another episode. You know what I'm saying? It keeps the continuity together. Tells us about these aliens and shit. It's a pretty badass show, though.
Damn. Yeah, I've seen it pop up. Cause isn't it a Netflix original as well? Or some shit like that?
Yes, it's Netflix original. Yep.
Yeah. So
and it's got some pretty good voice acting in it too. Like, it's got Glenn from The Walking Dead. He plays one of the paladins of the Voltron. He's pretty good, man. He plays my favorite character. And then I think it's got a couple other voice actors. Rhys Darby, some New Zealand guy, funny as hell.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of shit in that show. And it reminds me of those old school, like, I would say, like, Young Justice type of thing. Like, how the story sticks together. You know I love Young Justice.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Yeah, Young Justice is definitely animated, like, classic. Like, it's definitely top-notch. Now, I'll probably check it out then. I didn't know they went that ham on the show. I thought it was just like, you know, hey, let's bring back something from the past.
No, dude, the animation is solid. I'm telling you. Solid. It like just the way just the way it looks is super smooth.
Dude, I'm actually
like, you know, Legend of Korra, their shit is, you know how smooth and tight their shit. And oh, main thing I forgot to tell you about it. Fucking hilarious. The comedy is on point, man.
Oh shit.
Like it will have you cracking up.
Do you know what's funny? I'm actually wearing a Voltron t-shirt. I'm a poser.
Oh, you fucking poser.
But it sounds like so old school cartoon, right? So, yeah, man.
I don't. Retro. Yeah, I can't compare because I don't know. But yeah, it's Voltron for a new generation.
Hey, as long as it's cool, I'm down to check it out. But no, that's definitely the. So the next one on my list, I got popped. Is oh. I guess I don't really have nothing new. Everything I have on my Netflix is stuff that I watch a lot or always see, but it's a fucking Animal Fight Night. I know it's pretty, you know, pretty violent title, but I don't know. I think it could be National Geographic. But no, dude, it's like, I don't know. I like having it in the background. Shit. It's a good thing just to kind of have, like, one in the background. You can check it out and watch it when you want. You know. You get to see which, you know, you can see some giraffes scrap, which is definitely, for a lot of people, I don't know, it's like the most shocking thing ever. Because, like, if you've never seen a giraffe fight, it's just like, wow, these dudes are going fucking ham. And they get pretty violent.
I've seen some drafts where like they like headbutt each other, like whip each other with their heads.
Yeah, dude, just put like some metal music on, like some headbanger or some shit, dog. Like, dude. Like they're just going in. But yeah, so I got that, and then also they just added. At least I just noticed they added freaking Goosebumps, man, to fucking Netflix.
Hey, man, I already know, dude. I already know. I watched. There was when we first got Netflix, dude. I went on a Goosebumps binge, dude. Straight up.
See what the hell? Like, I don't know. It like just popped up for me. So I don't know if it was added, but I'm like in my head. I'm like, see, this is like now I'm gonna bring up because that's done on my list. But now I'm gonna bring up my main issue with Netflix, dude. It's hard to find everything that's on there. So you get to the point where you don't even want Netflix. It's like, dude, where's all the fucking shit at? It's like there's nothing on Netflix. But then someone will say something. Yes. And you're like, what? I never see that on my Netflix. I'll go and search it. And it pops up, but you can't find it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just like their system, their rating. Like, why can't we just have like an A through Z library of like all their titles? Fuck it. I don't care if it's a million different shows. I'll look through them. If I want to, you know,
yes.
I just
want to.
Like, how else can I discover what I. Like, what if I don't want to watch things that you suggest to me just because it's like things I've already seen? Like, what if I want
to. Who wants to watch the same type of shit over and over?
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
Or shit you've already seen. By the time it gets on Netflix, I've probably already seen it, especially when it comes to movies. Like, if it's something I really wanted to see, I would have saw it by the time it comes to Netflix.
Yeah.
Besides Zootopia, that surprised the shit out. It came out. It was on there like 3 months.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I don't understand. I wonder what their, like, system is. For,
yeah, someone maybe
you know,
break
suggesting
it down.
Stuff to people.
And see, you know what? I actually figured, okay, well, maybe if I start rating stuff, they'll, like, you know, show me different kind of things, or at least, I don't know, man, I've been getting to a point to where if I see something that I saw, or after I watch something, I'll, like, you know, put the appropriate star rating on it, but who knows if that system even does anything. I'm losing. So, I don't know.
Alright, well, I'm just going to go with my last thing on my list. And
Giggity.
We were talking about this earlier. It's a classic, of a 90s kid classic. It's the movie Heavyweights, which found out was directed by fucking Judd Apatow. Super surprised. Yeah, it's directed by him. And Paul Feig, the guy who directs like pretty much all Melissa McCarthy movies and just did the new Ghostbusters movie. He's the director in it, too. Oh, he's not a director, but he's in the movie. Like, he's the skinny counselor. The one who used to be fat, but now skinny or whatever. That's freaking Paul Feig acting. But everybody, I'm pretty sure most people who's watching this, if you don't know the fucking, like, the actual, what happens in the movie, it's just go watch it. I don't want to spoil anything for you. It's a 90, yeah. Just remember that it's in the vein of, like, Mighty Ducks and Cool Runnings. It's like that, by the way, that Disney live-action renaissance.
But, yeah.
Oh, snap.
That's my favorite.
Knuckle Puck? Or is that the first one?
Nah, that's number two. Knuckle Puck's number two.
Okay, yeah. I remember two and three. I definitely remember watching three. Because that's when they're, like, at that posh-ass, like, high school.
Little academy or some
whatever.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I only remember one scene from that, and that's where, like, they froze, like, the Letterman jacket and broke it. Everything else in that
under
movie,
the ice.
Yeah, I don't remember anything else. But, number one and two is the ones I remember. Yeah, it's always number one and two. I never really seen number three. I've kind of fell off after D2. Attack commences in 30
seconds. Yeah, that movie is pretty straight. I mean, all the Mighty Ducks. It's actually, you know what? Now that you think about it, Mighty Ducks and Heavyweights has a lot of crossover cast.
Oh, yeah, dude. Exactly.
Yeah, because Keenan and then that one, the big guy, I don't know what his name is. Goldberg, there he is. Yeah, he's in a lot of shit back in the 90s. I wonder what happened to him.
Putting in work. Oh yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe he's around. Who knows?
I know he used to be on Bulmy's World and shit.
Homie got fucked up.
Oh, that was
play that.
But so that's go ahead. If you got any more. Anything.
No, that's
add.
Pretty much it, man. Yeah, Heavyweights is it's a 90s fat camp movie with kids.
Yes, especially being a fat kid. Yeah. Definitely related with that movie. I wanted to go to fat camp. I know that's supposed to be like a diss or something. I wanted to go.
Right. You could want to be with your own tribe. But not
right.
Like, definitely.
It taught me the meaning of segregation. And why it should work today.
But no, yeah, that's pretty much all for the what's in my Netflix feed. I mean, I got way more shit, but no, I think those are some pretty cool things that they added that, you know, you guys should check out.
And if you guys like this, you know, Netflix suggestions, hey, just comment anywhere. We'll see it.
Definitely.
But, okay, well, first we're going to go into the news. I know we're a little, you know, we haven't been very timely with this podcast, so some of this news might be, oh, damn, I've heard this before, but at least you'll get our point of view on it. And I guess the first little article of news, or first story I'm going to bring to you guys is, you watched Get Out, right? Well, we talked about Get Out, didn't we, on the podcast? I'm pretty sure we did.
We did, but I don't know if we talked about it before we watched it.
Okay, cool. Well, if anybody don't know that, we liked it. It was good. You should watch it. But, yes. Okay. So the first thing, you know, the director of that movie, Jordan Peele, he's, well, worldwide known. This is only speculation, but apparently he's being eyed for the Akira movie. Now, Akira is this anime movie. Came out
everyone's
in,
favorite
say, like,
anime.
Late 80s. Pretty much everybody's favorite anime.
For undisclosed reasons.
But
I don't know.
I've never watched it.
So I never seen it. I'm not going front.
Me either. I was trying to watch it. I did download it, but I had downloaded the Japanese sub version, and there wasn't any other version of it.
Yeah. It's on Hulu, I think, by the way. Never
stop fighting. Oh, it is? Well,
I think it's in my Hulu.
I mean,
it's in my Hulu queue.
If everybody's saying it's so good, I definitely want to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he's being courted for that movie. So, I mean, and I know this Akira movie has been like people's been talking about this movie for the last 15 years about adapting it. I want to say about 4 years ago, Keanu Reeves was attached to it, but I don't know what happened.
The only thing I know about Akira is pretty much Kanye's Stronger video. And before that video, I didn't even know what it was about. Well, that anime alias. Like, I'll keep it real.
I was like, oh. I know,
But then, like I said, who knows? I don't know. I've never seen the cartoon.
Apparently, Chronicle was super based on that movie. Like, the way the people has powers and he goes crazy at the end. Apparently, that happens in the Akira movie.
Damn. Chronicle is one of my favorite movies.
That movie,
I saw that movie before, I saw Fruitvale Station. And then after seeing those two movies, I was like, dude, Michael, I was like, man, Michael B. Jordan is a beast-ass actor.
Dude, he is.
Have you
you watched his Rocky movie, right? Creed?
No, I have. That's just on Netflix. Not Netflix. That's just on Hulu. Creed.
Oh, you watch it, man. It's actually really, really good.
Yeah, I got that in
really
mind.
Actually, we'll be talking Hulu, about one of the actresses from that later. Actually, it's pretty good. It's not like amazing, but I would say it's definitely up there with the other Rocky movies. It's on par, definitely. And people love those Rocky movies. I've only seen the first three of those Rocky movies. I don't think I watched all of them.
I just know Creed got fucking Ryan Coogler pretty much Black Panther. I mean, obviously, his whole catalog and, like, all his directing has been pretty awesome. And, like, you know, he's definitely one of those people I kind of look at, like, damn, like, not if he can do it, I can do it, but it's just, like, in a more inspiring way. Like, damn.
Yeah. If they let him handle this, I should be fine. No, Coogler is good. He's a good dude. Fruitvale Station is good, actually.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you put in the work and you stay consistent, you'll get the results. That's kind of like where I take it. It's like, you know, like, don't think you can't do it. I don't know. Like I said, like, so because I know he's young too, so he's definitely on the younger scope too. So I'm like, yeah. So, you know, don't let nothing kind of hold you back.
Right. Don't let fucking bullshit in your way, especially people who you know. Just because he's a black guy, he doesn't have to do black movies. That's why I'm like, that's why I don't understand. That's the kind of thing I get fucked up about Hollywood. I don't like that. That fucking. Yeah. But is he a regular director? Like, that doesn't matter, dude. He's a fucking.
Yeah.
But yeah. Coogler, he's solid. Especially Fruitvale. Fruitvale was fucking awesome. And Michael B. It's just his performances in anything. I haven't seen him in nothing that I just... Even in Fantastic Four.
Dude, yeah. I was kind of like, hey, he showed up to work. For sure. Yeah, the thing about that movie is like... I guess that movie... Obviously, that movie could have been way better. But I don't know what the hell...
It was different enough. It was definitely different enough. Cool. Like, the first half... I liked the first half of it. Definitely. Like, up until the 1 year later, then I was just like, okay, why are we doing this?
Yeah. It was cool, though, to have them kind of fast forward, because I'm like, oh, cool. Now they're onto the good shit. They're, like, military trained and shit. You know, they're actually, like... But then, like, you know, fucking... I was kind of hurt, though, man. Fucking... The Thing... Dude, he got did so dirty. Homie left him. He became a fucking rock. And then he was used as a weapon... Dude, I was just like, dude, why y'all
fucking
like that?
He's just depressed. Right, they just left him in a dark room all day. This nigga ain't got concussions.
Sorry. She's so grim. Like, how do y'all do boy like that? It didn't matter.
Yes, it did. It was still a good movie, though. It was straight. It wasn't, I won't say good. Okay, I'm maybe expressing it a little too much. I think, I don't know, the guy who played fucking...
It happened, Matt Potential.
It definitely did. And I'm down for, like, you know, recreating something, reinventing it, you know, being innovative with it. I get that, because Fantastic Four, it hasn't worked out so far for anybody. I'm super into that type of shit, but...
I want to be into Fantastic Four. Like I said... I'm not a big fan of Mr. Fantastic. I just think he's a lame... Obviously, I know how godlike he is, but I'm still not a fan. Just because. Fuck it. But,
Yeah, they need to give him a little more depth.
I understand their importance, especially, too, because, like... Because, I don't know, over the years, I learned how badass... I always liked Dr. Doom, but, like, you know... Yeah, Doom's on a whole nother level. And I guess to kind of how you want Spider-Man in the Marvel movies, it's kind of good to have, like, the Fantastic Four and Doctor Doom. Like, they're really...
Yes, they're really integral, heavy. They're really, pretty much.
Like, exactly. And then I don't think they can have Silver Surfer in the movies either. And like, damn. And then that's like saying that's more cosmic stuff they could do. That's more, you know.
Well, I'm saying if Fox was smart, Fox would be able to have the best cinematic, not the best cinematic universe, but a very strong one. Because, like, Sony, okay, they just have Spider-Man. Spider-Man has a lot of characters. They can make movies with that. Well, Fox, they have the X-Men and Fantastic Four.
X-Men, dude. And Fantastic Four.
They have
Four?
Pretty much infinite mutants. And then, Legion shows that Fox can do something with the characters they have. They just haven't done it right. Like, they should have Fantastic Four. Like, I don't know. Here, I'll pitch something. Fantastic Four, Baxter Building. Baxter Building is in charge of finding a way to fucking track and list mutants or something. You know what I'm saying? Registrate them. There's a way. And, like, I don't know. There's got to be a mixture. Some way they meet, and then Fantastic Four realize they're doing something wrong, and then they have to fight. And then the contract goes to somebody else, and they start building Sentinels. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Cinematic Universe right there. Next three movies.
I don't know, man. I just feel like Doctor Doom could be, like, an Avengers villain, like, you know, in a movie type shit.
And that's another thing. If they do another Fantastic Four movie, wait on Doctor Doom. Build him up and give us like almost 30 minutes of origin on him. Not that, I'm going to space with you guys, because that's another reason that movie fucked me up, because I thought that was his original origin. I didn't know that. Like, he's actually just magic. He's just the son of a fucking gypsy. That's all he is. He didn't go to space with them. He didn't do none of that. He got his powers from himself, from his intelligence, and just his master of sorcery. I didn't know that. I thought he was you know?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know he's that dude. Yeah, he's like a fucking sorcerer, dude. He's like, I want to say, like, I know he's fucking Doctor Strange level. Like, I know he's into, like, a lot of shit.
Yeah, pretty much Doctor Strange level. There's actually a story in the comic books where him and Doctor Strange have to, like, pretty much compete to become Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, didn't he win?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know how it goes.
Yeah. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm pretty sure Doctor Strange edged out.
Yeah.
But yeah, and plus this Doctor Doom. He created a portal to hell to get his mom back. Come on, man.
Like I said, Doctor Doom is Avengers level villain, not just Fantastic Four. I mean, it already takes four of them just to bang with him.
How do we get to this? We only went to what, one piece of news so far?
Yeah, but alright, go ahead. So yeah, you said Akira though. Jordan Peele is getting courted to do Akira.
Hopefully, yeah, that's the rumor. I don't want to be spread these false rumors, but yes.
Who knows? Maybe I'll watch it and then be like, you know what? Hell yeah, Jordan Peele's about to kill this movie. I don't know. Who knows? Like, does he show interest in that kind of stuff? Like, is he a big Akira head in anime or something? Like, why would they just go get him?
I don't know.
Are they just going to try to get him because, like, his name's hot?
It seems like. They're just connected. They're probably just gauging interest to see if anybody's even interested in an Akira movie, which people have constantly said they have.
Okay. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to set social media off. I'll enjoy the
quiet while it lasts. That's what, dude, DC's been doing it, and it's been kind of working a little bit, so. But since we're talking about DC, there's another director being courted for another movie, another DC property. Do you know who Matthew Vaughn is, Christian?
Matthew Vaughn? No. Who is that?
He's the guy behind the first Kick-Ass movie. He did Kingsman, and he also did X-Men First Class.
Okay.
That's cool. What I mainly know. And Stardust, he did that movie, too.
Yeah, I've seen half of those.
Yes. But he's been courted right now for Man of Steel 2.
Oh. Well, what's the timeline for Man of Steel 2?
That's what I'm wondering, like.
To be honest, I don't even know what's going on with all these fucking movies. Is that Shazam movies?
DC doesn't have a slate. Okay. It's a what? Justice League movie coming out still?
No, not Justice League. I said Shazam.
Oh.
Is that like
Shazam? Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude.
Or are they just doing a Black Adam movie? Because I remember they saying something about like The Rock. Obviously, like, it's like, I don't know. They've been talking about it, but I guess it's like more official than what it is. I don't know. But you know, Rock is like the, you know, the shit now. I mean, he's always been the shit, but you know, he's like, you know, the number one actor right now, which is obviously shout out to him. But I think he's getting like his own solo Black Adam movie.
I remember they announced that, and then at first they originally said it wasn't going to be in continuity with all the other DCEU movies, which is hilarious. Why make a Black Adam movie?
Yeah.
Why even, why, you know?
We'll see. I figure if they do a Black Adam movie, it'll probably be like hella in the past where it wouldn't even matter if it's connected or not anyways. You know?
Right. They might as well just do a Shazam movie. And another rumor I heard about that is, like, they should get John Cena to play Shazam.
Yes, dude. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Dude, he got the head for it. I'll tell you that much.
He definitely got the dome piece. Dude, that'd be... I remember I've seen, like, a couple, like, Photoshopped images. And I'm like, dude, why fucking not? That'll work. Dude, and let's be real. That'll fucking pack the seats. I know a lot of people will watch that shit. Mainly just because of them. The promotion, ridiculous. You know, WWE has like top notch, like, you know, getting
WWE's
crowd
getting
hype.
A lot of stuff too. They make movies. They could partially fund this movie.
Yeah, I know they have like their own little film department. That's how with the John Cena got his start, right? Well, not his start, but I know.
Yeah, the Marine. That was
the Marine
WWE
was like the major
movie.
One. Yeah.
And then there's, don't forget, they got a Surf Up 2 coming with wrestlers.
Oh, Lord. I don't even know what Surf Up 1 is.
That Shia LaBeouf, like, penguin surfing movie.
Oh, shit. For some reason, that's what came to my mind, but I'm like, eh, that's not what that movie's called. Because, yeah, he had the penguin, the little blonde streak. I was like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
It came right out. This what's the other penguin movie that came out around the time?
Happy Feet. Don't forget March of Penguins.
Wasn't there another surfing penguin movie? But yeah, that was Penguin. Like everyone was like obsessed with penguins at that time.
Dude, Penguins was, I don't know what
it was
about.
Hot.
I think it was like 2009, something like that. 2008 Penguins. March of Penguins did good. Fuck it, we get everything.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, right. Everyone, all the dots connected. All the freckled dots got connected.
yeah, okay. But yeah, that's Matthew Vaughn, Men of Steel 2. Penguins.
Yep, there we go.
But speaking of another person who's, well, this one's pretty much confirmed. It's Batgirl. We talked about the Nightwing movie, and they already have their director for the Nightwing movie. Well, apparently, Batgirl's going to have her own movie, too. And there's already somebody who's pretty much confirmed for it. It's, Joss Whedon.
Traitor! Backstabber!
Basically. Because, I mean, at the end of Ultron, I remember he was like, he left Twitter for a little bit because of Ultron. Because of Age of Ultron, because he had problems on set too. Like he did not want to put all the stuff they wanted him to put in the movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I know he killed Quicksilver. I know that was like him.
Yeah.
For bringing back Coulson, I think I heard about that.
And what's because funny like, is like, dude, his brother is the one working on the goddamn Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show. Can't be bad at him.
Or some shit like that. Because I guess like I remember they were saying something like that. Like. Yeah, exactly. I noticed that his brother or relatives or something like that was doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But then, yeah, you're right. I remember seeing something like, you know, that took away from the impact of Coulson's death by bringing him back. So I guess, you know, the same kind of thing for Quicksilver, you know, getting killed was like, you know, kind of like a replacement for that. But yeah, I guess he has beef. I don't think he'll do bad, though. Fuck it. I mean, to be honest, I've only heard of him because of Avengers. But, you know, like I said, you know, that don't mean shit. No, sure. But then, like I said, obviously, dating back, I saw his resume and catalog, and I know people love him for, like, you know, comic books and, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which, you know,
yes,
I noticed was on, but I didn't know people was. Oh, that was like a really dope.
Apparently,
show.
It's like a cult. It's like a cult show. Yeah, it's yeah. retarded.
But yeah, strong female lead, Batgirl. I guess they probably made it that simple. Connecting that's, the dots, they're like, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's it. What. That's exactly what he's known for: having strong female characters and calling himself a feminist and all that stuff. But I'll watch it. You know.
Hey, he hasn't. Like I said, everything I've seen of his was pretty legit so far. Like I said, he did what he had to do with Marvel. His name is at least known to a wider audience, because that's what I know him for. And then, like I said, I'm willing to check out Batgirl, Mission Accomplished.
I mean, yeah, I'm down for it. I mean, I've never really dug Batgirl like that, you know?
Exactly. So what if this shit's fire? And 1 second too late.
But okay, Josh. I mean, I'll check it out. I mean, I can't say I'm not against it. You know,
this is funny.
I watch pretty much any superhero, anything. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how. I wonder how long he had to wait until after doing a Marvel movie till he could do that. You know what I'm saying? Did they have him on contract or anything? That does seem weird, though. I'd be kind of pissed if I was working at Marvel.
What if someone's flipping the table like, what the fuck?
But what's funny, when it comes to DC, this movie will probably come out in, what, 2022 or something like that. Get out of here. You know, they're so far behind anyways. But yeah. Well, since we're talking about, you know, Marvel, I guess since we're talking about DC, time to switch to Marvel. And have you, alright, Deadpool 2, have you heard about any of the casting for that? I know they're talking about casting Cable, but did you hear about the new casting they had? They actually have an actress picked out.
For who?
It's a character called Domino. She's an X-Men mutant. She basically can't miss, basically. Or she has... No, that's not Lucky. I think there's one character with luck. Like, their power is luck. I think that's Domino, but I'm not sure if that's her.
Okay.
I think so that is her power. Like... Her mutant power is luck. Like, so she's a weapon. She uses weapons and shit, I guess.
Like a high probability kind of character, like.
Mm-hmm. That's what people thought the original girlfriend character in the first Deadpool movie was going to eventually become. Domino. Yeah. Or she could become Copycat, which is what her character's name is in the comic books. But... For Deadpool 2, we have a casting for one of Deadpool's main squeezes called Domino, and its actress goes by the name of Zazie Beetz. That might not be good enough for me. That's when I heard that, I'm like, who the fuck is this, you know?
Yeah.
But, turns out, she's in something that we both watch and love.
Okay, what the hell is that?
She plays Donald Glover's baby mama in Atlanta.
Oh, I didn't know that was her name. Now we know.
Yeah, Zazie Beetz. That's like, dude, that's like three Z's in that whole entire name.
I mean, I feel like they had a mission. They were like, you know what? We fuck with Z's.
Right? Diversify.
I feel like...
Yeah, you better diversify.
I feel like I've never even seen that name on the credits. Because, you know, the show would play, and the credits would just go on. Yeah, I like never saw... Damn, I just got fucked up. Zazie Beetz. Is that a real name? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's probably is, or I don't know. Everything can be
hacked, and everyone. Well, shout out to her.
Yeah, shout outs. You know, we just you know promote that. I guess you
that's
know.
That's kind of crazy. It's like, yeah.
It's, like, yeah, it's cool. You know. I mean, I'm glad Deadpool's actually moving forward with something. You know.
When is that shit slated to come out? 2018 or some shit?
I think, yeah, 2018.
But yeah. Did they cast anyone for Cable yet? Or are they into some bullshit?
Well, since you want to... I mean, there's been a lot of people hinted at who they wanted to be. At first, it was, some guy named Scott something. I can't remember his name. I just know he was the bad guy in Avatar. The guy who's in the mech and shit, the asshole general type dude?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I remember seeing some buff old dude, like, campaigning for it. Did that dude get, like, an official word?
Yeah.
Or, like, is that the same dude?
No, that, yeah, that's, he, yeah, I think that's the same guy. He didn't get Kaz, he's not Kaz officially yet. There was him, and then there's this guy named Kyle Channer, who was, like, the coach in the Friday Night Lights TV show. He played the FBI guy in Wolf of Wall Street. He's been in a lot of stuff. He doesn't wear it very just like regular plain face. If you saw him, you would know him. It's like, oh, I've seen this guy. But another new story that came out like last week, something like that. I guess Brad Pitt was campaigning for it.
Oh shit, for a fucking cable.
But, yeah, or they had interest in him.
Okay. I can see them having interest. I'm like, if he was going for it like himself, I'm like, I'm sure that's probably like.
Why not?
Up.
Let him.
Exactly. Yes, yeah, it's like, okay, here, all yours, buddy.
Right. Grab it. Ruin your own career, man. Just do it. Just like, because I don't know if he could pull the cable off.
No.
I don't really know much about cable. So. Yeah. But yeah, that's. Pretty much for what's going on for Deadpool. Have another story. There was some Thor Ragnarok photo leaks. Basically, not really leaks. They're just photos of what's going to happen, like concept art and all that stuff for new Ragnarok movie that comes out. I think in November. Comes out this year. I know that. This might be the best Thor ever because Hulk's gonna be in there.
Dude, it has no choice but to be the best.
You got Jeff Goldblum. I used to call him Goldgloom all the time. You got Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum. But now, yeah, dude, I've seen. Was the colors in the video, in the photos you've seen, like, really vibrant looking?
Yes, that's the thing. That's the thing about the whole thing. Like, Thor,
yeah.
He's got a whole new armor. It's all the color. That's
yeah,
the thing
I've seen
about
those photos,
this
man.
New Thor is becoming more.
That's cool.
Becoming a little bit more it's definitely more cosmic, which it should have been from the beginning.
Well, I still thought all the Thor movies were pretty cosmic. I mean, the first one is obviously half and half, they're on Earth a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they treat it more like realms, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole nother realm, you know, instead of like, oh, it's on the far side of this universe or whatever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, gotcha. But yeah, Thor was like definitely the only connection they had to anything outside of Earth. But
the Avengers, yes.
Sure. But yeah, I definitely fucked with. Well, I'm definitely fucking with this one already. Like, I'm telling you, it has no. I feel like, how can it not be the best Thor? Because like I said, I wasn't a big fan of the other two. This one has a fucking Hulk. They're doing a little bit of Planet Hulk in it. Regardless of how they, you know, interpret it, I'm still gonna like that part of it. I think it's gonna be dope. Gladiator fucking Hulk. And obviously, it's dope too the way they did it. It's because, like, Hulk and Thor have always had, like, you know, ruffling shoulders in all the other movies, anyways.
Yeah. And it actually answers what the hell happened to the Hulk, you know what I'm saying?
Because
we haven't seen them since Age of Ultron. That was, like, what, 2-3 years ago?
Exactly. He flew off on a spaceship. He was like, I'm out. But not, yeah, dude, I'm super hyped for it.
I just wonder why Banner is staying the Hulk the whole time. That's why I wonder. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how they gonna do this.
True, I don't know. Or maybe he's just pissed the whole time because he's not home. He's like, I just wanted to lay on my fucking couch. He just constantly pissed. He's just like, fuckers. Is there going to be an Infinity Stone in this movie? Do we know that?
I don't know. I doubt. Maybe. No. Hold on. We only have, what, one Infinity Gem Stone left, right?
Oh yeah, we did just see one in Doctor Strange, I forgot. Damn, I forgot I seen that movie already. I'm like, that's like, I was like, okay, yeah, no, we're waiting for one in that. Yeah, that was still at the time, Jim, which is dope. Maybe I can't keep track. Shit, I didn't think ahead to count.
Okay, I know there's five in total, right? I'm pretty sure.
Is it one?
And
two,
I know
three,
we've.
Four? I think there's six.
Let's see.
There's one for each.
Yep.
Digit, and then there's like the one like in the
one
palm.
In the middle. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we've seen Power Stone, that was in Guardians. We've seen the Reality Stone, that was in the Ether. Yeah, that was in Thor Ragnarok, not Ragnarok, but Dark World.
Yeah. You're covered. Yeah. I can't remember it. I want to say 4 or 5. Well, regardless.
And then we got the Soul Stone that's on fucking
Forehead Boy.
Because he's got that. And then we got not the Ether, but the.
Because that was the one that was in Loki's staff.
Yeah, the Mind Gem.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. Not the Soul Stone, the Mind Gem. And then the Time Gem that was. Not Thor, but Doctor Strange. Damn, I'm still not focused right now.
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to like put the movies in order, and I'm like, oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I got jumbled. So I was like, yeah, the mines. Because the cool thing about this, I did like how they just put them in objects before they broke them down into the gems. Because, you know, you had the Tesseract, you had the fucking staff, you had the orb. Because that's how I remember them. I don't know. I don't know. It's just way easier to remember it that way. I'm like, oh shit. But whatever.
But yeah. It's gonna be cool. I'm down for it.
Yeah, dude.
Another thing I wanted to mention about that.
With my Hulk T-shirt, I'm about to wear a Hulk T-shirt.
One thing I wanted to say about that is Thor has short hair in these pictures that we've seen. Like his haircut.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, that's not Thor. Wait, that's just Chris Hemsworth. That's not fucking Thor.
I'm tired of putting on this fucking wig. I want out of these movies. What can we do? What can we do? We gotta make him happy. So Thor decides to cut his hair. That's more like it, bitch. Order demanding
but,
shit. I was in Ghostbusters, damn it. Give me what I want. But yeah, freaking Jeff Goldblum looks sick though.
Oh, he does.
And
dude,
like his makeup, dude. Oh man, I'm hyped. Because I'm like, dude. That's what I'm saying, dude. I have so much faith in this movie. I don't care. Like I said, even if it's whack, it's still going to be my favorite Thor movie.
And the director, I did that. Another thing I forgot to mention. The director, Taika Waititi. Have you watched What We Do in the Shadows yet? I think it's on Netflix.
Oh. Man.
It's on Netflix, no. It's on Hulu. It's on one of the two, man. And that movie is. If you do, you gotta watch that movie, man. Because you'll be like, okay, now I'm super hyped for fucking Thor. Because dude is hilarious. His fucking comedy.
Say the title one
fits.
More time, what's it called? What We Do in the
what
Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Damn. Okay. Adding that shit. Okay, now I'm hyped then.
Yes,
I'm already a big fan of fucking Mark Ruffalo, Hulk for sure. Because like I said, I was a little salty after, you know, because I don't really like the Incredible Hulk, second film technically.
Especially after
MCU
watching
Hulk,
the first one.
I was like, oh man, like how are they gonna switch it up the actors on me? Because I feel like of all the characters, why did it to the fucking Hulk? It's like, man, I was just trying to get into this MCU shit, and you're fucking with my character like that. But then, yeah, dude, after seeing Avengers, I was like, holy. Like I said, dude, I'll mention it every time. Like, dude, holy fuck. Mark Ruffalo. He kind of nailed it. I kind of wish he was there from the beginning now.
Yeah. And but the comedy, dude, is going to be good, man. Especially.
We
don't need it, but it's going to be.
Why not?
Because Chris Hemsworth is a funny fucking guy.
And that's what's been missing from the fucking Thor movies. I don't know. I never found them funny. And like I said, it wasn't to the point where I was just like, I don't like the Thor character. Because I know, dude's pretty cool, man. Like, you know, Thor aside, I'm like, I just never liked the Thor movies. It was
I mean, the first one is
the
still better.
The funniest
than the
one was that one chick, the girl from 40-year-old Virgin. Like she was like the funny character, which is not bad, I guess. And then the old scientist, he was kind of cool.
Oh yeah, I think the scientist was funnier than the bitch who kept saying meow meow.
Yeah, true. But I'm saying like those
especially
were
the second
like...
movie. The second movie they doubled down on her, and it was just like no, please, because she had like an intern. The intern had an intern. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, I think about those movies and I don't know which one I dislike more. Like, I can't decide.
The second one definitely had better action. If they could mash those movies together and just make it like a supercut, it's like, oh, this is the only thing necessary for Thor, then we'd be good.
Who knows? Maybe that's the solution. We'll get the Dougley edit. Coming to
but,
a
okay.
Near you.
Well, all right, well, that's Thor Ragnarok. We have a new Inhumans. There was a set picture that was leaked about whatever, and we've seen what Black Bolt looks like. He's just wearing like a leather suit, some white guy in a leather suit, cool.
Oh, okay.
And we've seen Medusa with her hair and everything, but now there's a new one that just came out, and it was her hair was her hair was shaved, almost. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Medusa with a hair shave?
Yeah, so it's just like, people were saying maybe it's for CG or whatever. I'm thinking it's gotta be part of the story.
Oh, I don't know.
But that's all. I'm just putting that out there. I don't really know much about the Inhumans. I just know Medusa, her actress had her complete head shaved. So I was like, maybe that's part of what's going to happen in the movie, because that's her power
that
or whatever.
When is that supposed to come out? Because I haven't been paying attention to it, because I just figured it's so far out.
I think, I'm pretty sure it'll be the 2000, I'm pretty sure it comes out to IMAX theaters 2018. Because the first two episodes are going to be in IMAX, and then, because they're spending like $40 million on the first two episodes.
So
the first two episodes
they're doing
will
like
be
a movie
in IMAX
/ TV show, pretty much. Like,
yeah.
So pretty much what's going to be in theaters is what they pretty much spent all their fucking money on. They're like, oh damn, we already spent so much money on this shit, so let's make it into a movie. And then they're like, maybe it's not good enough. So like, then we'll do a TV
let's
show.
Let's get IMAX to fucking buy some. Let's get IMAX to finance some of it. That's basically it.
Yeah. Hey, dude, that's interesting. That's unconventional. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's an IMAX event, you know? You can't not go now. You have to go. And the rest of the episodes, the rest of the remaining, I think it's only an 8-episode season, but the rest of the remaining 8 episodes, or whatever episodes, are going to be on ABC, of course, because that's Disney.
The home network, yeah. Hey, I'm with it. Like I said, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got increasingly better. I really enjoyed it.
So, yeah, oh, definitely, dude. Have you been watching it lately? It's actually really, it's getting really crazy.
I haven't seen anything after the Ghost Rider season. That was the last season.
Oh, this season is going straight. It's going straight Matrix LMD. That's all it's about this season. LMDs. Life model decoys and all that shit.
What the hell?
Yeah, they went off. And I'm like, loving it.
Oh, okay. That sounds weird off top.
Nah, man, you gotta check it out. It's especially now the arc they're in now, because it seems like this season has been split up into like four different mini episode arcs. And this last arc of the season seems like it's gonna be really, really nice. Something really nice to talk to. But since we're talking about TV, I guess we can head on over to that, right?
Yeah, let's slide on in. Let's turn on the tube.
Wait for the fuzziness to go away. Kids don't know about that. But, yeah. For the first thing on TV, I guess it counts as TV. Netflix, TV shows, movies, whatever. But, first trailer for Netflix original series. Well, original, I'm pretty sure it's a movie. I don't think it's a series. But it's Death Note. It's based on, you know, a Japanese anime, which is super popular. One of the most hyped animes of all time. I watched it. It was nice. I liked it. You know, it's not like traditional anime. It's not like just action oriented. It's more of a detective slow burn type of story, which is really cool. More psychological, a psychological thriller, I'd say.
Okay, yeah. That's a good way to put it, pretty much.
So,
Have you seen every episode of Death Note, or are you just seeing
the good? I've seen I know there's the regular main series like Death Note, and then you know how they come out with those OVAs or whatever, like the original video animation or movies, basically. Yeah. I haven't watched the movie. There's like this, I don't know how long it is, like an hour and a half or something. But I haven't watched the movie, but I did watch the original series. And that shit is good. It is, like, really good. Up until, like, the last, I want to say, 7-8 episodes, I want to say. Because something happens in the show, it's like, no! So close, but once you watch it, it's like, it fits with you. It sticks with you. I think about, and then, like, for real, for anime, dude, the opening sequence, the opening song is fucking badass, dude. Like,
yeah, because it's been one of those things where, like,
Attack on Titan.
I started to.
All right, you know the theme song from that, like the very beginning, where it just goes like straight on Asian rock, like just blah, 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 you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's how the Death Note one is. It's fucking.
Do you know what's funny about Attack on Titan? I actually kind of seen like a random abridged version of it before I even like seen the show. It was like episodes. So maybe like I mean now, but see my thing, I always had a hesitation for Attack on Titan because even when it first kind of came out. You know, I heard it was cool, but then I remember, like, hearing about people still talking about it years later, and then people were just talking about, and everyone's going crazy, and I realized there's only been one season of it. I'm like,
yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So I'm just sitting there like, okay, well, what's going on? Like, is this show just producing episodes super slow? So I was like, I'm not going to rush to watch it if it's going to be, you know. The turnaround is super slow on all these episodes.
Yeah, there's no rush. I stopped halfway through the first season.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, by the time I get around to want to watch it, it'll be a nice chunk of episodes to watch. Because, I mean, that's how it was with Walking Dead, and it, you know, it worked out in my favor. Watching a few seasons at once.
That's what I do with Walking Dead. I just let go half seasons.
Yeah.
Like, round. When it goes mid-season break, watch all the episodes. The old season break, watch the rest of them. Actually, it's better to watch it like that. But the only thing I noticed, because I was just doing that last night, with the second half of last season. The only thing I noticed is, like, there is no tension for anything. Like, you don't fear for nobody's life at all. Like, oh my god. It looks like it means starting Walking Dead right now. But yeah, Death Note. Death Note, okay. Death Note, okay. Well, we got the guy from, I think his name's Nat Wolf. He's from Naked Brothers Band. He's playing Light, or not Light. I forgot, they changed his name. Something, I think it's Light Turner. They changed, instead of Light Yagami, they made it more American, I guess, for some reason. But he's playing the protagonist of the story. And then we have Lakeith Stanfield, or Keith Stanfield, however you want to go by. He's gonna be playing. He's gonna be playing L. So like, people were going when this first happened. People were going crazy because L's originally like a lighter skinned character. I wouldn't say white because it's anime, so I don't know.
Yeah. You never know.
Call him, but people were mad because it's race mixing or whatever the fuck they want to call it. Yeah. This diversity casting is killing everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even, like I said, up until recently, like I've been looking at that shit, but I don't really know what's going on with it. So I know about the anime, I know about the manga, I know a lot of people were going into the manga as well, or manga, regardless. But so, but I did, like I said, I saw a lot of people posting the trailer. So maybe I'll watch all this shit. Check it out. But
good. Yeah, you should definitely check it out. I mean, you don't. I'm not saying you have
the concept
to watch
of it
show,
is dope. Like I said, because I know the concept of it, and it's always been intriguing. Like, you know, and then obviously the creepy ass fucking. I don't know. I don't know what to call him or what he is called. Like little fucking.
He's
ugly ass shadow.
Oh, that's another. That's next. That's the next casting I was about to reveal.
They got a voice actor. Or they got someone like in a suit. That dude.
I'm pretty sure he's a voice actor. Not a voice actor, but I'm pretty sure he's gonna be CG because he's a Shinigami, which I'm pretty sure Japanese is like death god or whatever. Because you know you watch Bleach, right?
A little bit.
All right. Well, that's basically what Rukia and all them. That's what they are. Like when he becomes a substitute Soul Reaper, he's substitute Shinigami. So basically, Reapers. In Japanese culture, Shinigamis are reapers or death gods or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, so his name is Ryuk, and they got pretty much the best casting they could get for Ryuk. It's, now I can't remember his freaking name. It's Norman Osborn. I don't know what his real name is, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Can't remember. You know what I'm talking about.
He has a creepy fucking voice.
Creepy, yeah, exactly. Creepy voice. You hear it a little bit in the trailer, but you don't get to see him.
Yeah, he's definitely a creepy ass dude. He can do it.
Oh yeah, I think it's gonna be nice.
Okay, that's pretty dope. Yeah, they're
avenge me.
Avenge me. It can be potentially lit. Dude, I'm getting bum rushed.
I'm just walking on the point, going in circles. Oh. But yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much it for the news. I know I haven't really been keeping up super with it. And there's a lot of shit that happens that I just totally just...
blow past
the
game.
Fly.
Yeah.
Right.
But, shout out to Death Note.
No,
if it turns out good...
We're not in news anymore. We're still talking about Death Note. Damn.
Are we to a different category, or are we...
We're still in TV. That was Death Note. I mean, I guess it fits with news, TV, kind of. That's news, what blends a little bit. Yeah, but for the second category, I know you're probably not going to have much to say about this, but Rick and Morty, Season 3, Episode 1, premiered already. It's only been a year and a half since the last show. Since the last season was over. And it premiered on April Fool's Day. So some people weren't sure if it was a real episode or were they just... Yeah. But...
That's the greatest promotion tool, man.
What's your experience with Rick and Morty?
I definitely probably decided that I'm never going to watch that show. Or I'm never going to be in a rush to watch that show. I mean, it's cool. I get it. Blah, blah, blah. You know...
But, yeah, people
listen, like
get in your ear
about it.
It's
hard to listen to a lot of people because everyone's reason for why they like it... It usually falls with, oh yeah, man, you'll love this show. I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't think I would.
You can't just assume. Did you assume my gender? No,
it's like. Is right? It's like, you don't know me. I have eclectic taste, goddammit.
Dude, what's funny is there's a catchphrase from Rick and Morty that goes, you don't know me. It's literally in the first episode, too.
You don't know me, man.
But no, this show's good. Show's fucking solid. Basically, Season 3, Episode 1, Rick basically just breaks out of jail using his smarts, even though there's another episode almost exactly the same. So that might be what confused some people if they don't, you know, really watch Rick and Morty like that, because that show was super layered. The Easter eggs everywhere. Somebody will say something from one season, it'll just cross over, or just be brought up again, like... All right, there's one episode where they're like watching interdimensional like TV from all different types of all different universes and different timelines or whatever, and like you'll see them watching the show, and then one time they visit the actual universe that show's being hosted from, and you'll see like the poster of the show up somewhere. It's just like okay, because there's a show called like Ball Fondlers. There's literally an episode where they just flip through different channels of different networks of different interdimensional. Networks and shit. And there's a dude, there's a universe where people just eat shit, literally. That's what they eat is shit. Dude, this is too much, dude. That show feels like it's just, they don't, like, the creator of the show just doesn't give a fuck. Does not care.
Why not? I don't know. I mean, that's hype. You know, make a show. I don't know. I feel like it should always be like that. It's unfortunate. But it's like, you should always not give a fuck. You should always make the show.
It's Adult Swim, man. Adult Swim gives people lots of freedom. That's why I like Adult Swim. Like, even if people think it's not be marketable. All my fucking favorite shows from Adult Swim is 12-ounce mounts, and it's like one of the worst production ever.
Yeah, I remember you were on that shit. Dude, this Reinhardt's missing me hella hard. And I'm barely dodging. but not after, like, maybe one day, but it's like, who knows? I'll get around to it. But, yeah, I know a lot of people were hype on that. Dude, I'm telling you, dude, April Fool's is the best marketing tool nowadays. It's like a holiday now. But the joke is, we don't get off work.
My bad, I was not paying attention. I just died. Dude. I'm trying not to.
Dude, it's alright, man. I saw you in the top right of the screen, getting that ass worked.
Top right, you're gone. But, okay, that's the first two things on TV. And number three. Well, number four. Never mind. I had just forgot about number three.
What's the next one? Our number three or four? Whatever.
The next one is Dragon Ball Super. Pretty sure everybody knows that we watched the shit out of that.
Yeah. That's one thing that I'm constantly up to date on.
What was the last episode? I know last I'm on episode him. I'm pretty sure the last episode was what? Them
Krillin?
Recruiting Krillin, wasn't it?
Yeah. Krillin 18.
Well, two episodes of recruiting Krillin, wasn't it?
All I know is that they were fucking fighting. Like Krillin and Goku and Gohan and Krillin. Remember when they were fighting on top of Mr. Satan's building?
Yes, and fucking that building up.
Right. Like, we'll just fight on the building. He's cool with it. I'm sure he's probably not cool with it. He's probably just not gonna say shit. Like, that's kind of like, you know, a weird deal that's already sorted out that you don't even have to say anything. He's like, it's like, oh, Satan, I'm gonna go take a shit in your room. In your bathroom. He was like, I guess. Yeah. That works. Why not?
Oh, man. Yeah, pretty much.
It was a dope episode.
It was a cool episode. It was just basically Krillin and Goku fighting. And Satan, I mean, not Satan, but 18, number 18, had to, like, stop him from almost murdering Krillin. Like, come on, man.
This Super Saiyan God get, Command
wasn't,
Man.
Wasn't he Super, yeah, Super Saiyan fucking Super Saiyan God. Super Saiyan Command Man. Dude, get out of here.
Dude, that was hella fucked up. Why'd he do Krillin like that? That was just pretty much,
she was about to,
you know,
murder
a fucking a piss test. Oh, it was dick measuring contest. Like, how are you gonna do your boy like that?
Right. Like, dude, he was doing good enough. Leave him alone.
Yeah. He did whoop Gohan's ass. And that just goes to show, Gohan is just disgusting.
Slacking. And Gohan thinking, Gohan, just because you're a professor doesn't mean you're the smartest person ever, dog. Just remember that.
He gets constantly reminded that he's just worthless. Dude, he's a failure. And then we get no Goten action. So I'm just like, what is the show even about?
I'm just glad we got a Trunks, like, arc. But still, it was still a little bit off to me at the end of the day. Like, I'm sorry, but the blue hair Trunks just does not feel right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It doesn't. I guess it's to tell, so we can tell the difference, but I didn't have a problem with that before. Yeah.
It's definitely, I don't know. Because Gohan needs to pick up, Goten needs to pick up all the slack that Gohan hasn't. Because fucking Gohan is just a disgrace. Like, Krillin whooped his ass. I'm like, come on, man. Really?
Decidedly. oh, solar flare times, what was it, 100? Solar flare times 100? Oh, I can't even see even with my eyes closed. I can't even sense anything.
I'm like, man, if you want to calm down. He probably polished. He knew Gohan was going to fight, so he's like, let me go polish my dome real quick. With the extra turtle wax.
Totally. That Master Roshi turtle wax.
He was ready for it. Times 100. Imagine if he would have hit him with a destructo with this. He could have killed Gohan.
Yes.
Because regardless of what you say about the destructo disc, it still cuts. Krillin was weak as fuck, and it cut Frieza. So the destructo disc is still cutting some shit up. So Gohan would have been done. And that just goes to show, like, Gohan's back. I thought he was back when he was Great Saiyan Man, but who knows. But yeah, next episode, they're about to go, fucking recruit my boy 17.
Ooh. Right. And I'm pretty sure, he has to go to Dende, Goku has to go to Dende's house.
Yeah. Barging that bitch. Dende!
Where's 17? What did he do now?
I don't know. But, it's funny if Dende just pulls out a phone book. I'm just like, damn, Goku, you don't got a phone book. Why you always come in here bothering me?
Goku. Goku's a fucking fool. And another thing that happened in this episode, something that's kind of monumental, you know. Goku actually realizes, this is a team game. This is we're going to actually be fighting with a team. I can't just kill everybody.
Right.
Like, you can't you?
That's actually dope. So hopefully they do like some cool ass team attacks, and this is all just a segue to a Dragon Ball Z game where you can do a whole bunch of team attacks.
But there is one thing I do have to say. I'm loving, you know, the Survivor arc or whatever, but dude, every episode's gonna be an hour. Not like a full hour, but every episode's gonna be an hour countdown until the next episode.
Man.
Yeah, so
at this point, I just want
this
shit to hurry up.
Episodes before even, you know, because remember it was like 40 hours, and the last episode said, we have 39 hours left, and then the episode after this, 38 hours left until the tournament. So I'm just like, are you for real? Really, really doing that?
But at least now we know who the fucking the number one guy from, what is it, Universe 11 or some shit? That freaking alien dude in the fucking opening edit scenes?
Jiro. Yeah. We know him. We know he's gonna be there. I think, dude, I'm pretty sure he was supposed to fight Goku, but they changed it last second.
He's probably still gonna... They're probably just gonna be the last two. Everyone's gonna get knocked out of the arena. They're gonna be the last two.
But he was supposed to fight Goku at that tournament, dude, because... Why would they have the strongest warrior with them, with the supreme Kai and everybody else? You know,
because that dude was,
if you go back and look at those videos, dude, you go back and look at those videos, man. And he's standing in that little robe or whatever.
Yeah.
That boy, he's standing in the robe. Jiro, you can see Jiren or whatever his name. You can see him with the black eyes and everything in that robe. But then later on, Toppa comes out and they made the robe a little bit longer, so you couldn't see the hands, and they gave him a mustache. Yeah, if you go back and look at those leaked pictures or whatever, it was Jiren
back
there.
In the day. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
When we first found out, like, we're going to get to see all these new gods and stuff.
Yeah. I just wonder what the... I just like the fucking clown god of destruction. That shit's just so hilariously tight.
If you were calling it, the Joker and Harley Quinn.
That sounds stupid. People just don't let Joker go. Like, everyone really loves that character.
I like...
I guess it's just natural. If you like Batman.
I'm so over it. I'm really over it. Like, Jokers in general.
Yeah.
Especially after Suicide Squad. Like, I was... You don't know how entirely hype I was to see that movie, dude. Especially fucking... I think I probably pushed his name out of my head just because he did so bad in that movie. The guy from 30 Seconds from Mars.
Oh, fucking Jared Leto, dude?
Jared Leto, yeah. I was, like, so hyped because, dude, the last movie I saw him in, he was good. So I'm like, okay, he's going to bring something crazy to this, bro. And apparently they were talking about his on the set how he was always in character and he would send, like, he would send people, like, he sent, I can't even remember the bitch who plays Harley Quinn's name. Margot Robbie. He sent Margot Robbie like a rat. He was sending people dead things and blood and all that stuff. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's in character. But no, it was just for him to be a dumbass. And that movie, and they cut a shitload of that movie out. Even with the extended version I watched, it still is not a great movie. It's still lacking a lot. There's no focus. They should have made it a team movie instead. They try to make it a two hero movie with extra characters.
Yeah, I don't know.
So nobody cares about any of those other people.
And the two heroes you're speaking of is what? Harley Quinn and Deadshot?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because that's the only people who had like actual extensive back scenes or actually character that they actually try to convey to you. You know what I'm saying? They actually try to show you their character.
Will fucking Smith, dog.
Will Smith.
And then the cosplay season was coming up, a.k.a. Halloween. So they're like, yo, Harley Quinn, hot off the presses.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you talk about this next topic since we're, and that's definitely, yeah, this is one from you. You were talking, it's the Injustice. So
okay,
ahead,
so Injustice 2, since last time we spoke, dude, they're actually going ham, because I think the game comes out next month. It comes out, May. So I'm still decided how or when and if I'm going to get Injustice 2, because, you know, they have all the different DLCs coming out. They already got planned 9 characters coming out for DLC. They have, like, the $100 package where it comes with everything. The regular game doesn't, so it's just like, oh, man. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, I get it. Whatever. So I was like, am I really trying to drop all that just to play Injustice? But since then, they pretty much, I think, confirmed almost the rest of the cast. So they added Firestorm to the game. And, you know, he got revealed recently. If you haven't seen the trailer of him, he looks pretty legit. He's kind of like, I guess, way more inspired by the TV shows, unless, you know, I'm tripping. But he's definitely like a black dude, but he looks kind of young. You know, everyone's bagging on him because he looks like fucking the Kendall from he looks like Fireman from Mega Man, and he also looks like the Kendall from fucking Beauty Beast. Like, you know,
the new Beauty and Beast.
Yeah, or some shit like that. Yeah, I guess everyone's banging on that shit. So I'm like, I guess. But yeah, so he's gonna be like a young looking kind of character. Speedy. He's dope. Like I said, Firestorm, shout out to him. Obviously, you know, he's a pretty powerful character. Because I know his power is not really just fire, it's kind of like, you know, like atomic particle type shit.
Yeah.
So I know he's
transmogrification and all that.
Yeah.
Or so whatever it's called.
So yeah, he's definitely gonna seem like a speedy fire character. Like I said, who knows? I'll probably play him though, low key, because like I said, I play Cinder. Like, who knows? He has like a lot of, like, you know, air dashes and fireballs. And fuck it, maybe I'll give him a shot. But then they just revealed and showed a lot more people. They showed Captain Cold, who actually looks pretty sick, man. His design's not too bad. Like, he just looks like he's like in a metal fucking parka or some shit like that. I don't know. But yeah, his freeze gun and combos look pretty sick. He can like use an ice platform to jump off of, which is like
he's got the parka right and everything, right?
Yeah. But then like he has like, you know, Justice, like everyone looks like they're all like hella armored up and shit.
Yes, definitely in this one too.
Yeah. So, who else did they add? They added Captain Cold. Scarecrow finally got his little reveal and kind of like more gameplay about him. Because they just came out with a... Dude, they've been dropping trailers left and right, man. They've been dropping trailers and doing gameplay. They just did a... Could they stream it? They stream like weekly reveals and they've been... Yeah, dude, like, trust me, they've been ramping it up since it only has like a month left.
Do you think they're going to try to make this like a tournament fighter?
They have.
I mean, I know they do it probably already.
Well, see, they actually did something crazy on this game, because if you haven't noticed, dude, their Injustice mobile game is like hella popular, and people play like those kind of games. People play a lot, like the Marvel game, is it Contest of Champions, like those kind of, and like even that new Power Rangers game. Those games are extremely popular, man. Like a lot of people are downloading these little mobile like kind of fighting games, and like. Because I had MK, even the Mortal Kombat X, people are still playing that. Like, so, and they have like new
characters. I played Contest of Champions, it's not bad.
Yeah, dude, these games are popular, dude. People are constantly playing them. They're constantly adding updates to them, and, you know, they're making a lot of money on this shit, so they can't stop. You know, they see this money coming in, they're like, why would we stop? But, so yeah, they've been showing off a lot of shit. They showed off Reverse Flash. Also, so Reverse Flash.
Oh, I didn't know he was in that game. Oh, but hopefully he's just not like a reskin Barry.
He is a he's what they're calling a premier skin. So
okay.
So this game has 9 DLC characters confirmed, but then they're also giving out 3 premier skins if you buy like the big bundle. So the premier skin is obviously because since him and the Flash and Reverse Flash are so similar that you know, you figure they can probably just do a costume. But they kind of did it a little step further, so it's 50-50 on how you want to feel about it. I don't think it's too bad. So, the premiere skin, obviously, he's reskinned to be Reverse Flash. But everything about him outside of, like, the moveset is different. Like they'll have, like, different voice acting, intros, and everything. So, they did a match where it was, like, the Flash versus Reverse Flash. And it's just like, you know, he's obviously talking about like, ah, Barry, so how's your mother? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, he's like, I'm part of every worst day you ever had type shit. So, like, you know, they have like this own different dialogue. So they did the same that they're going to do with John Stewart, Green Lantern. So he's going to be a premier skin as well. And like I said, it's going to be completely looks just like him. Different costume, different voice acting, different intros. So it's pretty much like a different character, but for something like that, like, you know, since Green Lantern is just like a position kind of thing, you know, the moveset's gonna be similar. I do wonder if they'll have different constructs, though, because, you know, they're 2 different kind of people, so they
like,
have different kind of constructs.
Green Lantern's constructs are usually more, like, military-based, more gun and shit. Mm-hmm. I know fucking John Stewart or Howls are more like big giant baseball gloves and stupid shit like that.
Yeah. So
the thing I'm wondering though is what are they gonna do? How are they taking the story a little bit further? Because I know they have the comic books.
See, I don't know what's entirely going on, because I know a little bit about the comics and the story. I don't know. That's why, like, at this point, I'm like, I'm not gonna even jump down that rabbit hole. I'm just gonna fucking just play the game. Alright, check out the story, see what they do. But yeah, they've been, like I said, they've been showing off, I mean, like I said, obviously, Green Arrow, you pretty much already knew he was going to kind of be in the game. Possibly. So they haven't really showed off his gameplay, but you finally get to see how he looks, at least in the new game. They've been showing off fucking, I don't know if I said Swamp Thing's in the game. I think that was probably announced since last time. Fucking Dr. Fate's in the game.
Ooh, I'll play with him.
Yeah.
I know he's got to have some teleporting shit.
Dude, he looks fucking nuts. He looks cool, though, in a good way. I like his outfit, too. A lot of people are indifferent, but I think his fucking regular outfit is pretty fresh. So, but also, another thing I forgot to mention is, like, this game has, like, a gear system to where you pretty much get, like, tons of unlockables and different armor pieces, so where you can, like, customize where your character looks. And then each different kind of effect affects gameplay. So you remember, like, Smash had, like, the custom moves or, like, the different moves for, like, the characters?
Yeah, so you have a character and it could do something different.
Like, variations,
stock,
like that.
Their stock versions, yeah. Mm-hmm. It fits your playstyle.
Yeah. So this game has tons of that, and all that stuff is associated with how your character looks. So, like, say, for instance, me and you want to fuck with, like, you know, Green Lantern or Batman. You know, you get, you unlock, you know, like, well, each time you, it's kind of like a loot box, I guess. Like, every time you play, you drop, like, an item and you can attach it to your hero. So it's all customizable and shit. But it says, it actually is tied to gameplay, too. It's like, sometimes you can get, like, a new helmet that gives you, like, a special move type shit.
Mm. So they're taking, like, a more, I guess, RPG-ish elements? I wouldn't say RPG. It is
You can, though, because it actually has hit points and your characters have levels. So it is kind of like... But if you play the mobile games, it's kind of like those, too. Like, so you can kind of see them kind of trying to blend in that market. I don't know. I just, like I said, they know how to make money, regardless. Mortal Kombat, NetherRealm Studio. They know how to get that bread. I mean, they're already going to sell a million copies. Well, I don't know about Injustice. Mortal Kombat always hella sells, but they'll do all right. It's DC. And like I said, they'll have... if anyone's into the mobile game, you know, they've been connecting those. Like I said, their mobile games aren't bad. I played the Mortal Kombat one for a minute. I was like, you know, I play for my time, and then I'm done. I don't usually buy extra little stim packages, whatever you want to call
them. No, I'm not a DLC guy either.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, you're done playing for the day. But if you buy this, you get more tries so you can play. I'm like, oh dude, I'm cool. I'm done for the day, I guess. So yeah, I think that's mainly all the characters they announced so far.
I've never even played Injustice, man. I know. Sacrilegious, I know.
Dude, it's whatever. I have it on, like, I feel like three consoles now, because I have it on PS4 because they had it on sale for like $2, like $2 or $3. So I was like, eh. Because the first Injustice I have it on PlayStation 3, a physical copy. But I never bought the DLC for it. So the one I got on PS4, it's like the gold edition, so it comes with, like, you know, Zatanna, Martian Manhunter, and all those kind of people. And I never really got a chance to play with them. So I was like, for $3, why not? I also have it on 360. And now, since I have it on 360, it's like backwards compatible. So, dude, I have that shit on so many things. And I'm like, I don't even play that game like that.
So if you add up every time you bought it, you could have basically had all the DLC just straight up.
Yeah. Then you know what? You know how much I spent on that game? Less than $30 to have it on all these things. Because when I first got it on PS3, I got it at a discount. I used credit and I split it. That's why it's on PlayStation 3 instead of 360. And then when I got it on 360, it was on sale for like less than $5. Because I remember I bought that King of Fighters 13 and Street Fighter like 3 Third Strike on like online edition, and they were doing like a sale on all those or some shit. So I remember I got those all for like less than $20, and those are like 3 games. And then the PS4, they had the gold edition for like hella cheap. So yeah, dude, I barely paid anything for it. Like I said, and then it's just on my Xbox One because it's backwards compatible. But yeah, I'm just like, damn, I don't even play that shit like that. But I'm probably going to play Flash this season. Or this game. They haven't confirmed
this season.
Shazam. So he may be DLC, hopefully. I mean, fuck. Everyone wants Beast Boy or Static Shock to be DLC. Those are like, you know, highly requested. Everyone's like, and dude, I'm with it. I'll jump on that train.
I can fuck with. I've seen Blue Beetle on it. Was he in the first one, or
yeah,
is he just new?
Yeah,
to this
he
one?
He got announced from hella early.
Yeah. See, I'm late on it, but I know a little something.
Yeah. Sure.
Especially since I'm, you know, I watch it's DC, of course. I definitely know the story, and I know the comics are doing really good. Like, the comics are doing amazing. They've made like, I want to say they're on like, they went Injustice Year 1, Year 2. I think they're on Justice Year 5, I want to say. Because the game takes place, what, 5 years after this or whatever?
It's bananas.
The game takes place
Because like I said, because I know the comics are hell, like, dude, they're really popular, and I know a lot of people follow the story. So I've been trying to, like, watching these videos, and I've been seeing people talk about, like, the story, and I'm just like, yeah, usually when someone's talking about, like, the story, I just kind of, like, skip over that shit, because I'm like, man, I don't know nothing about the comics, and if the games do something different, like, maybe, like I said, I'll play the game, the new game story mode, because they say that the new story mode, the cinematic story mode, and this game is going to be longer than Mortal Kombat X. And Mortal Kombat X story mode was pretty nice, man. So, and I know they actually have some, like, obviously they usually get a good writing team too.
Yeah.
DC stories. So this shit should be really, really fresh. I'm not gonna be one of those people that like, look for gameplay and just watch a YouTube video though.
I just look up the fucking cinematics because they're so good anyways.
Yeah, nah, I gotta play it. I'm not one of those people. I'm just like, man, you didn't even play the game.
Right, and it skips right over the fight scenes too. Like, as soon as they start fighting, it's like, boop, and then they finish the story.
Yeah, I've seen those videos, dude. They have like millions of views. I'm like, man, like, no one wants to play the game. Just watch the story. I'm like, hey, it is what it is. But
if they made the fighting system like Super Smash, maybe. But you already know I can't fuck with that Mortal Kombat fucking system, man. Because
yeah.
My hands do not work like that. I don't know.
I do want that, dude. That would be crazy if you're a beast. I mean, you're pretty decent at Smash. For sure. I was like, man, what if you were like just like randomly like, a beast? At, like, something. Dude, you probably could be a beast at Killer Instinct. Not to say it's like an easy game, but. No, you just have to. All you have to do is find a way to break it down yourself, to where you can like understand how to learn the game, right? I don't know. Maybe it's that put.
Yeah, I probably have to like. I don't even know what I would have to do.
Dude, I'm just rushing in here, and I got fucked.
I see
up.
You.
You can't trap this monkey. But yeah, I think that's like a majority of the characters. Like they said, they're constantly talking about shit.
I just got and killed I think, and I got revived. Hell yeah.
I got revived in a trap.
I got
but good shit. Bombs around the corner. Little bitch ass.
Yeah, let him keep staying on that corner. Stay on that corner, dog.
And I would love to talk about Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, but hey, no news, right? Because I'm actually...
Mortal Kombat Instinct?
No,
is that
Infinite.
What it's called?
Infinite.
Infinite. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Marvel vs. Capcom, right?
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. My bad. Whatever.
Hey, man, yeah. I was probably wasn't listening. You know. Yeah. But I would love to talk about it, too, because, I mean, I don't really play those games like that, but I would.
So as soon as they release some news on that, we'll have a bunch to talk
besides
about.
Besides that damn trailer, which confuses the shit out of me. I'm like, okay, so when can you use Infinity Stones or gems or when, you know?
Yeah, see? Wouldn't you love to have those questions answered?
Like, how does this play into the game? You know? Well, we were talking about those little fighters people, the Constance Champions. I actually had that for a little bit, but the controls are too simple to me. Like, I don't understand, like... You just keep tapping the screen to punch. That's not a game to me. That's not a game.
No. Dude, that's a fighting game now. Nah, I'm just fucking. But no, dude, it's crazy because like these games are... I don't know, I get both sides of the fence. Like people are like,
button mashers unite.
But so it's like, why should a fighting game company put money into having a console release when they can come out with that?
And still that's make what, actual money, yeah. From people not even buying it.
Yeah, that's why people thought Marvel vs. Capcom was never going to come out, the new game. Because, obviously, the whole licensing issue situation, and then, you know...
Yes.
That's the main... Constance the Champion is, like, one of the... Not the main reason, but you kind of thought that kind of dealt with Marvel vs. Capcom and everything... Well, 3, at least, getting pulled from the... From the fucking online markets. Like, you couldn't get that shit online, like, through the stores anymore.
Enough,
Yeah. Like, you can only get that shit through, like, having a physical copy. And that's the thing with Marvel's Capcom games. That shit always happens, and that's why the physical releases are always so expensive. They always go back.
That's what happens with pretty much any Marvel license, anything. That's what sucks about it. Okay.
But yeah, Constance and Champions making bread. More bread than, like, a fucking Marvel vs. Capcom game. So they're like, yeah, why should we come out with this? But hopefully Capcom holds it down. I actually may like this game the best. It says 2v2. I'm supposed to be playing kind of like I said, because, you know, my favorite is obviously Marvel Super Heroes for Street Fighter. My shit.
Of course. That's my shit, definitely, too.
Yeah.
Like Marvel vs. Capcom 1. On that one.
Marvel
vs.
Capcom
1 like
is still
that.
Nice, too. Because that's still kind of 2v2. But yeah, dude, once it came to, like, number 2, and once it came to, like, fucking, like, 3, I tried. I got it day 1. I wanted to go ham, but then I just fell off. I was like, dude, I don't like this game. I just kind of quit playing it. And then they came out with Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And I was like, man, this is some bullshit. So I traded in my first one and got the second one cheap. Still got it, though. But I'm garbage at it. I only play that game because of Zero. But then again, I still have Tatsunoko vs. Capcom on my Wii. And I like that game way
better. I've never played that. I do want to play with Beautiful Joe. That's the only reason I wanted to play. I was like, oh, Beautiful Joe and something else besides his own game. Yeah. Which they... And, didn't they make a 2 of that? They should have made a 2. I'm pretty sure they did.
The Beautiful Joe 2? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure... I should play that.
Dude, they came out with a Beautiful Joe, like, party game. Like, Red Rocket Rumble or something like that. It's like a fighting game. It's like kind of like Smash Bros, dude. It's fucking fun.
Dude,
PSP
they need to start
something.
Doing stuff with him.
Dude, trust me. If there's one character I can purchase from Capcom, of everything, I would definitely buy Beautiful Joe. I would love to own the rights to Beautiful Joe. I would get into whatever
nice.
I need necessary to make it happen. I'll take care of
ABC or Fox Family or whatever was doing what they used to do. You know, remember they used to have all those cartoon like video game shows. A Beautiful Joe video game show would be awesome. Like, coming with that Donkey Kong. You remember that stupid ass Donkey Kong show? That was like horrible.
Oh, dude, I love that shit.
Animation.
Well, you know they had a Beautiful Joe cartoon, right?
No, I didn't.
Dog, are you serious?
Dude, you're letting me. No, I did not know shit about him. I thought he just fell off the earth after the first game.
Yeah, dude, they came out with a Beautiful Joe cartoon. I've seen probably like the first 5-ish episodes. It wasn't entirely bad. It was definitely different. But like, it reminded me of Sonic X. Like, you know, kind of like that kind of show.
At least it's Sonic X, not Sonic Boom.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Sonic Boom shit. But yeah, so far on the new Marvel game, all we got is just 3 characters we don't know nothing about. But they
got Captain Marvel in there. That's cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out this year though, end of the year. So we're getting it 2017. So we'll see, man. We'll see. But yeah, if they put,
I'll definitely check it out.
So, like I said, if they put Zero and Beautiful Joe in there, I'm gonna be hyped. Because like I said, I get they're in Tatsunoko vs. Capcom and they're in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. But this is that Marvel vs. Capcom 3 don't count to me because I don't like that game. Tatsunoko is dope, but I wanted to play it like a Marvel game like Tatsunoko. And 3 didn't do it for me. I didn't get satisfied off 3.
3, it felt, I don't know, they should have kept it 2D. I'm sorry, like, I like the 2D fucking, it just felt like I was more control. I actually knew the buttons, and that's another thing, is like, dude, they're changing the buttons around. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, I was good at Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I used to make people salty as fuck.
Marvel Capcom 2? Marvel Super Heroes vs. Oh, yeah, dude, I barely played 2. 2 was the game that
Marvel
I always...
Marvel Capcom 2, I loved it.
Yeah, dude, I fucked my brain up on 2 because I kept on getting that and Capcom versus SNK mixed up. The covers looked, oh, dude, that was a weird phase in my life where I couldn't isolate which game I want to play.
Yeah, we can leave this. Fuck this.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all I pretty much got for games, mainly. Well, at least as far as Injustice. Ooh, I got a loot box.
Well, we got number two. We got what we... That's everything for the Firestorm Injustice topic.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so much shit happened, but, like, which is good, though. I guess the game's getting closer to coming out, so it makes sense. But perfect timing, because I just got an Orisa skin. Who was Orisa, you might ask?
Oh.
New character in Overwatch. I got three skins for her.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Tell me about this new character.
Go ahead, man. I'll let you do it since you have the Orisa skins.
Cool. Oh, I even got a spray for her. But,
you can show.
I heard that.
Just in case people didn't know, we are playing the game. We are playing Overwatch. If you ever want to watch the video.
Yeah, there's always a video
watch
podcast
it on YouTube.
Portion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mainly gameplay. Playing Overwatch, shooting game. We'll probably play that different games, but. Overwatch is pretty. It's on what? PC, PS4, Xbox One. Check it out. First person shooting game. Yes, yeah, team based, but. Yeah, for Overwatch, new character Orisa, which is a security, like, was it Centaur type robot mech, but it's supposed to be like a good guy, like a police officer for a city.
Yeah, technically the official youngest character. She's only like 5 months old.
True. Yeah, she is like a robot. With some
build by some girl, Effie. I think that's her name.
Yeah,
it's
built
all,
by like an 11-year-old kid. Yeah, it's
cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty much cool story. I'm looking at some of her skins now, you know. So you guys can check out the character if you're looking at the video. She's definitely a big clunky. Oh, what did you say, defense character? Is she? You can start up a game.
She's a tank, but I'm not really
tank.
Sure. But I'm not, like, she's more support. Like, the new term, there we go. The new term, he was, like, not he, but Jeff Kaplan, the guy, the Overwatch guy. He was referring to her as an anchor tank.
Oh, yeah,
that's the
yeah.
new subclass within the tanks. Anchor tank. Which is, I guess, similar to Reinhardt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, kind of like a...
Or maybe Winston, I'm assuming. Because, I'm assuming, you know. Sure. Yeah, like... She's cool and everything. The backstory is, I think, more compelling.
Yeah, the backstory is way cooler. She's pretty much slapped up. Well, Doomfist stole his gauntlet and then whooped a whole bunch of robots' ass. And then the little 11-year-old scientist or, you know, inventor constructed Orisa out of all the parts to be one super robot to protect her city.
Mm-hmm. She's the what the OR they were called the OR-15s.
Yeah, OR-15.
Protecting her city. Now she's the OR-15A, like a different version of it.
Yeah, I said I played with her for a little bit, but yeah, she's definitely a character I'll never play full time for sure. Or like I don't know, like there's just characters I just know I don't play or will not play.
Yeah, I try playing her. I think the problem with her is that she's a little too busy. You know, she's got three hotkey moves or whatever you want to call it, which isn't too bad, but like they don't really flow together for me at least.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like I have to figure out what situation to use everything in. I mean, I'm down with trying her out, but I've already got too much shit on my plate. Too many.
I like having her on the team though, because she is, like I said, she's mobile shield. She controls like you know. She controls the pawns, like, you know, where positioning, you know. Like,
yeah.
The little graviton, you got the shield. She's cool. She has nice shooting rate. She's a big target, though. So you get capped.
And her health, it's cool. Her health is high, but she
doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't, yeah, she definitely gets mowed down quick. If you're in a line of fire, get out of there. That's basically the thing I can tell you about her.
Yeah, you never worry when
she's not like D.Va.
Yeah, when I'm attacking Orisa, dude, I don't even trip. I'm like, okay, I'm like, you know what, I can probably survive this on a 1v1.
Which is scary, because her health is like, what, 200 more than his? Which is even crazier.
Yeah, I've never really tripped. I'm like, hit a couple dome shots, move around the shield. But she does come in clutch sometimes. Like I said, when having her on your team was pretty cool.
Yeah. But not many people had time, chance to play with her, so I don't think nobody's going to be pro with her yet.
Yeah.
Like I said, just playing with her a few times, like, online, having her on a team, like, it was pretty cool. Having her and Reinhardt on the team, man, you just feel so protected. But, so I guess they have 25th character kind of, like, you know, heavy, obviously in production, but I guess, like, almost ready to go live. Or some shit.
I've seen that video. It's Jeff. It's Jeff Kaplan.
Right? Fucking, I'm like, so they got the video, like, I guess they're doing artwork mainly for the character. Oh, so Doug, did you get a chance to watch, check out the Overwatch comic?
No, I didn't check it out. Did you, go ahead, tell the people about it, because I don't even know. I'm actually going to listen to this.
Alright, well, you may need to talk for a little bit, because I need to drink some water real quick, but...
Go ahead, yeah.
There's a fucking,
So,
the comic...
Go ahead, drink your water.
Alright, hold on, give me a second.
Yeah. Alright, I know the basis of it, basically. It's taking us back in the past, eight years ago. Like, basically what got Overwatch disbanded. I'm assuming it has something to do with King's Row. And you'll get to see some of the older characters actually be a part of Overwatch. Like you get to see Reaper in their actual Overwatch outfits, like their commanding captain outfits and all that shit.
It's pretty cool. I think it's called Overwatch Uprising. And then it's on King's Row or some shit like that. So it's like 8-7 years in the past. Tracer is, like, not even an official active duty Overwatch agent yet. Like, she still is, like, this is pretty much gonna be, like, her first little gig. You know, King's Row is, like, her little home country and all that shit, right? So. Dude, this is a fresh comic. So they actually have an animated version of it, too. I don't know if they did that for all of them. But. Dude, it was pretty cool, man. It's, I had a little music playing. Like some of the images move. Yeah, it definitely sets the vibe pretty nice. It's not a crazy read. It's just kind of like a prelude to the new event that's possibly going to be the new event that's going to happen on the 12th. It's going to be a new event revolved around that. But yeah, dude, it's tight. You see everyone kind of like in the... So yeah, Reaper's outfit, he's in the Black Watch outfit because, you know, that was the Black Ops division of Overwatch that he ran. Because, you know, he's a shady character, right? He's low-key, keeps it low-key. So he's the director of Black Watch. Obviously, Soldier 76 is like the main... captain or commander for Overwatch. Obviously, Anna's there in her old school attire. You have Mercy. So pretty much, we may get pretty much a bunch of skins. At least that's what they're showing in the comic. All retro skins of when Overwatch was active. And like you said, this is one of the critical events that put Overwatch under. Probably this is going to be right before Soldier 76 died. That's what I'm assuming, right? Right before Reaper did some shady shit. Because who knows?
I'm
dude,
pretty sure in the
he's
story,
probably the
I
cause
know
of this
was,
shit.
I think they were. They're not allowed to be. They're not allowed to even go in to King's Row when that stuff, when the Omnic uprising happened. Apparently, they're not allowed to do it. So,
and McCree's already there.
By orders and do it.
Yeah, so McCree's there because he's part of Black Watch. And then you see fucking Tracer training with Genji, who looks like he was fucking just rescued, because obviously he's a cyborg ninja, like part human, part robot. But in this, you see more human than you even see now. Like, he had, like, his chest. Because I guess Genji's part of Black Watch, too. Makes sense. You know, stealthy ninja. So, he's in, like, a dope-ass Black Watch, like, half-shoulder robot. With the fucking, like, yeah, dude, it's a pretty sick skin, man. So, that, so of all these skins and all this comics, and all these comics drop, dude, they'll be nice little... Nice little content. You can have, you can run a whole team wearing all Overwatch gear. Oh shit!
Right.
Torbjorn's outfit looks top notch, man. It's one of my favorites. He got the little, fucking hat on too. Oh, dude, that's just fresh. You gotta check it out. Although there's like a team of weird fucking Torbjorns.
It's on the Overwatch website, right? Or
it's on. Like comics.overwatch.com or something. But if you go on that, you just get the regular version of it. The animated comic was like on some weird shit I never, like on a website I've never been on before. It was, they posted it on their subreddit. I think their subreddit is just r/overwatch. And it was posted by Blizzard. And it said, you know, animated comic. I didn't know there was, I just figured all their comics were animated. But yeah, I was watching it. That shit was fresh. Like, they had the music go with the little, each scene for the vibes. It was dope. It's like I said, it's short. I think it was probably like 20 pages, 25 pages. Nothing crazy.
I would definitely gonna check it out, you know. Sure.
Yeah, it just came out though, so yeah, I figured you probably get a chance to watch it or read it just yet. Dude, it was pretty cool. Now I kind of want to go back and read and check out some of their older stuff that I never got a chance to. At least we got the
I'm pretty sure Anna had a comic, but I'm not sure if they just made a motion video out of it or whatever.
Oh, yeah, like I said, I did see all the animated shorts. So, yeah, dude, there's a lot of cool Overwatch stuff you guys can go watch if you haven't seen it. On their YouTube, they have like CGI, little animated shorts, comic books. Oh, man. Bullshit. Yo, this Torbjorn is being a little asshole.
All these like, Torbjorns, right?
Yeah. Scrubs. But yeah, dude, that's pretty much all I have for new Overwatch shit.
Okay, well, I mean, our next thing is Overwatch, our next title, or next news article, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's the 3D printed weapons. You were telling me about this too.
Oh, I've only seen
hip to this too.
Yeah, dude. So I guess, yeah, 3D printing has just taken on a life of its own, which is dope because I see a lot more like independent like toy makers, I guess, or people making like their own little kind of like sculptures and stuff like that, which is cool, you know. Like, and I know people are like getting into that and selling them at these like, you know, cons and stuff. You know, it's their artwork and stuff. So I've been seeing some nice toys and stuff being like 3D printed. But no, I guess some guy, I don't know when he made it, but I just got aware of it. He made a fucking Lucio, his weapon. I don't know what it's called, but he made his weapon. It was functional, and I guess, yeah, he made it through like entirely 3D printing. I was like, yeah, it was pretty badass. It had a switch that changed the song. It had a working speaker, obviously, in the design. That's pretty sick, man. Did I ever see you the video to it, or did you ever see it?
I don't think you sent me the video. I saw somebody else do it, but I'm not sure if they 3D printed it. Because they had a AUX cord on it, so it, like, you could play whatever song you wanted to play on it.
Gotcha. And then I've seen some pretty dope Genji swords. Like, people have, like, I guess maybe like a plexiglass, kind of like the one the Green Party with like, what is that? Like fucking LED lights and shit in it to give it that nice little green effect. Like, dude. I mean, Genji cosplay is already next level, but yeah, there's some people's costumes are, you know, obviously hit and miss, but dude, these swords, man, they're making them look tight as fuck. Eric could go LARPing in the woods with a Genji sword. But I think that's good. What we got for what other weapons have you seen?
I've only seen the Lucio weapon, and it was, and then there's the Tracer. I've seen Tracer's twin little mini guns or whatever you want to call them. I've seen that too, and it was by the same guy. He does like a little first person like video and everything, and walks around with the weapon, make it look like it's cool and shit. Game. But yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, but it's not too bad. I mean, I've seen some people do some amazing things with 3D printing, but like making actual weapons and actually doing that, it's actually pretty cool. I know it takes hours and hours on end just to print anything, so that's devotion right there. You know, that's the motivation. You know, I don't know if I could be patient enough to actually do that. But yeah. All right, our next topic is the last thing for the games topic, and maybe the last thing for this actual podcast. We're going to have a 3.5 of this podcast, so if you guys want to check it out, it'll be probably the next video, so, you know, we're not going to, you know, it's basically, yeah, so just check that out if you guys want to check it out too. But for our last topic is, it's basically, I'm not sure who actually was the person who said this, or if it's actually been confirmed, but apparently Symmetra, one of the characters in Overwatch, turns out to be autistic.
Yeah, that's so, while it's not really a problem, I'm just like, where are people coming up with this stuff?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying, oh, there shouldn't be no autistic characters ever, but I'm just saying, these are video games, man. Like, what does her autism do to actually, you know?
Well, my thing, when I think about stuff like that, I was like, I just don't hope they're doing it for the right reasons and not just trying to get, like, publicity or attention. Because,
yep.
Because, you know, obviously that's the main thing. I mean, obviously, I'm sure we all know someone or, at least I do, you know, people who are autistic, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, family. It is what it is. But, because I also, on top of this, I guess one of the fucking Power Rangers is autistic. I think it's the Blue Ranger or some shit.
Billy? Yep. Yeah. I saw that too.
And I was like, are you guys just trying to... So, but see,
autism
like,
is a new gay?
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, are you just like, yeah, it's just exploiting, like, yeah, like it's the new gay. That's some shit. And now I wonder if that's how it is with all these, you know, is it getting out of hand? I don't know. Like, with all these, like, whenever saying, like, all the, like, the race swapping characters and like, you know, trying to make them fit the mold and, like, I don't know. But then again, I guess I want to kind of hear a perspective from someone else, like, because, you know, it's like, you get like, oh yeah, man, when I was like growing up, there was no like black superheroes or there was no this, this, and that, so it was good to see, you know, a hero like that. So I wonder, is that how they feel as well?
Right. Like,
I guess if that's the case, I guess
it's just because somebody looks like you doesn't mean they have to. You know what I'm saying? Just because they look like you and are in the same situation doesn't mean you can relate to them. Yeah. And that's the problem people get when it comes to like putting diversity in comics and all this stuff. Is like, but if I don't relate to that character, it doesn't matter if they're black and a male and the fucking late 20s. It doesn't matter to that because they're not the same person. Like, I understand. Like the whole Iron Fist thing. I understand. They're point. I understand the reason, but like, it just doesn't do nothing for me personally. You know, mm-hmm. like if I like the character, I like the character. Black people like Wolverine. Should we make a black Wolverine now? No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. That's true. Are you gonna fucking Well, you know what? I did see, I don't know if it was like a side comic, but it was like a Native American Captain America. Like, 'cause it could just be like a DeviantArt drawing or some shit. But I thought that was pretty fresh, low key.
Honestly, it makes sense. Hardcore. It makes sense. It definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
I would read the shit out of that, dude.
But no, that shit. Damn, dude, they're pushing a payload so fast. We're getting that ass whooped.
Dude, these people know what to do on No Limits.
They're, yeah, exactly. They're just like, okay.
Yeah, this turret ain't doing shit.
All Bastions. Let's get these done. Geniuses. Maybe I should be Bastion. Or I should be fair. I will protect the innocent. But yeah, I didn't look into the whole Symmetra thing, but I was like, I don't know. Because I feel like if you make it like cheesy, wouldn't it be more offensive than trying to help out? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is that? How does that affect her gameplay? That's the main thing I was worried about. Like, how does that make her a, like, I guess it gives her a deeper character or whatever? Cool, but she still, her gun still shoots the same. Her character still pretty much acts the same in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I personally don't care. Obviously, at the end of the day. Like, I'm not the one of the people that got, like, you know, when I found out, you know, Samus or Samus was a female character, I did not fucking care. At all. You know what I mean? Like, but I said, I guess it's just, because I know back in the day, I mean, that's like always like on the top so-and-so, like, biggest, like, twists or reveals in video games. Oh yeah, you know, at the end of the game of Metroid, where the character you're playing with was a woman!
The whole time.
Yeah.
You're playing like, with a woman.
In my head, I'm just like, oh, so? Okay. But I don't know, maybe it's just because I don't understand that people do care.
Yeah, that's another thing. People have hang-ups on some really dumb stuff. Like, that's just the world. Dude, we didn't mention nothing about Iron Fist. I totally skipped that. I didn't write that down.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Iron Fist. We can close it out with a review of Iron Fist.
We can call it a season review.
Yeah, dude, it's actually kind of been lucky a minute. But yeah, go ahead, start it off. Why not?
Okay, well, for anybody who stayed this late, you get a little treat because we're going to be talking about Iron Fist Season 1 that basically just dropped on Netflix and met to a whole bunch of controversy before and even after the show was out. Like, because Rotten Tomatoes had it as, before, like, with the first four to eight reviews, I believe, it was a zero.
Damn.
Straight up zero. Nobody was giving it no love. And a lot of people were citing that the show is a little slow, which is almost all Netflix, all the Marvel Netflix shows so far have started almost crazily slow, you know. But my personal opinion on the show, I would say it is hard to say because it's a good show, but it is my least favorite of all of the ones so far that's came out.
Yeah, I definitely would say it's the Thor of the Netflix movies, or the Netflix shows. It's definitely the Thor of the Netflix shows, which doesn't put it in a bad place, because, you know, like I said, I'll bag on the Thor movies, but then, like you said, like, it's not technically bad movies, but they're just, obviously in contrast, it could be better. I don't know, my thing on Iron Fist, I think it started off amazing. Like, dude, the first kind of like 2, 3, 4 episodes, dude, I was digging the show, and then I got to a point where I was kind of like, But dude, they fucking had a Cool Kid song in the fucking show where he's just fucking in the, you know, the dojo, I guess, doing some Tai Chi, man. Dude, I fucking went nuts. I was like, dude, this is crazy. Like I said, the soundtrack on the first episode, dude, the first episode was so amazing with the Outkast. So
fresh and clean.
Oh my god, dude, that first episode was so point. So I feel like that was the climax, and it was too early, which is kind of weird. Yeah, because the first episode kind of got weird. But said you did have some good parts in there with the brother. What's his name? Ward. His arc was really nice. Yeah, I like how, dude. Yeah, that hit. So I guess all the other things you kind of missed that part. It gets overshadowed, but his whole arc and Ward and all that shit was nice. I actually liked that a lot.
Yes.
Like I said, I feel like Madame Gao wasn't as menacing as I wanted her to be, because the whole time we seen her in every other thing, you were just like, oh man, when she gets her shine, we're gonna shit our pants, because she barely talked, yes, and she just had like a force with her. Kingpin respected her.
It's that era mystery. I think the fact that she was a little less shitty, the fact that they made her like, they revealed her mysteries, and that's kind of what threw me away. Is like, oh, so you're not even like, okay, yeah, you're part of this part of the hand, but you don't have control of all of it. You don't have nothing, you know.
Yeah, but see, that don't make me fear or respect the hand any higher, though. Like, oh, what? Blah, blah, blah. This is, you know, because I get it. Like, you know, obviously now we know that the hand is way more convoluted than we thought it was. It's not just one single person. Yeah. You know, there's obviously the different sectors.
It could be anywhere. They might as well just call it Hydra. Like, if there's so many different sects of it.
Exactly. Like, that's why I'm gonna think that, dude. So it's hella Hydra, but yeah, it's definitely, it was rough.
I did like the first couple episodes. The first two episodes, and then they started getting a little dragging out. Like the Harold Meacham, his character was cool, but he was a little. He was definitely a comic book villain, like mustache twirling villain. You know what I'm saying? And he was just literally out of his mind.
Yeah. And I guess they try to explain that a little bit by, you know, obviously him being resurrected by the hand and a different kind of person. So that was kind of supposed to explain it. But yeah, I was like, you know what? Eh.
He's definitely cartoony.
I agree. This isn't, like I said, not necessarily a bad thing.
No, the actor was good. I think the actors in the show was pretty good. They did what they could with the material they were handed. But there's one episode I want to talk about in particular. I believe it was episode 5. I want to say it was episode 5 when Danny actually has to go meet the hand for the first time. Like, he's trying to save the hand had a... There was a doctor the hand was using to make that heroin or whatever.
Yeah.
And he basically saved the guy, but they still had his daughter, so, you know, it was Danny's job to go find the daughter. And he did, but he had to go through this, like, almost Enter the Dragon type of tournament to get her.
Yeah.
And that was the episode directed by RZA that I actually paid attention to and knew was directed by him. The like tournament, that was his episode. So I didn't mind that episode.
I thought the RZA episode was the one where the dude was following him the whole time, but he wasn't there, like in the ghost image, the sensei. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I think that was the same episode. That was the same episode.
Oh, dude, I don't remember the tournament.
It was when he had to fight that one bitch with the little poison needles.
Oh yeah, spider never mind. Lady. Yeah, okay. When he went to go meet Madame Gao. Yeah, because I don't know. It's just like saying the hand is like trippy, because it's like the fucking X-Men hand camp. You know, like they had the like Xavier School of the hand.
The other hand, the fucking college campus, the community college campus.
Dude. Oh my god, no, I know. Okay,
I'm pretty sure that is literally a community college. That is right. They literally shot that at a community college.
So now that I woke up, what you're saying, no, actually, dude, that is actually one of my favorite episodes. And I feel like that was the last good episode. Because after that, I feel like it got dragged out because fucking Danny was a fucking crybaby whining. So he can't make a decisive decision for anything. And I guess that makes sense to why he... But I'm just like, well, I don't know. It's like, well, why the fuck did he get the Iron Fist? And then, like I said, it definitely dropped after that RZA episode, but... Because, you know, RZA, he actually likes, I don't know, like I said, after watching a few of his things, he likes dialogue, and that was a dialogue-heavy episode, but it was still nice. Yeah, dude, that was one of my favorite episodes. Yeah, like how he had the different challenges at the hand.
Yes, and that's what I wanted. What I wanted from the show. That's what I wanted from the show. I wanted action. I wanted fighting. And since we're on that, like, dude, the choreography... Either this is another thing somebody brought up to me, like maybe like it didn't look so great because Danny's just so good at it, you know. It was too easy for him, you know. But it did look really slow.
We'll see the way I.
It didn't look like it was much of a challenge for him.
The way I think about it is, it did get better. But if you watch the first episode and like kind of like how it first started going, I was like, no, like when he first walked into like the, you know, the Rand building. And like, you know, the guards were trying to get him and stuff. I was just like, oh my god, this is horrible. And like I said, I did kind of get like, you know, it's supposed to be hella easy for him because he's like, you know, flowing like wind, like, you know, kind of like it's just like whatever. So it's like 50-50. It got better. But the thing that was crazy though, when his homie was at Davos came in,
that's what the Damos or Davos, yeah.
When he came in, that's when the show kind of started going on an uphill for me. Because he was a solid actor, character dude. He was dope. But when this dude was fighting, the choreography was on point.
So you then felt that's the intensity.
Yeah, dude. He was fucking fighting for real and like on some good shit. To where it was kind of outshining Iron Fist a little bit. But then again, who knows? Maybe that's just supposed to be his style.
Right, that's another thing. Like, the show was okay for me. Like, first episode was a little weird, but it was still introducing people and stuff. And once it got like to the middle ground, I was liking it. But then the end, and I think my personal opinion, the Claire Temple character,
yeah,
played by Rosario Dawson, she was in it a little too much for me. It almost felt like her again, like just ridiculous. Because like,
it then got like, to the point where she carried the movie. Well, like, yeah, it got to the point where she started carrying.
Yeah, like it was just her. Like, it was literally just her. Just talking about some other bullshit.
When I was like,
no, I like her character, but I'm like, can we get more of this later?
Yeah. Said it was nice. She had a nice part in it, but I was like, well, damn. I was like, what are you guys gonna do? Everyone else. Tactical visor activated. Best round. But I said it was cool. Like I said, it had Hogarth in it, which is dope.
Yeah, and she was actually a pretty. She didn't seem like much of a bitch like she was Jessica Jones. And what, right? I'm saying, like, dude, her face was smooth as hell. Didn't she get cut up like a million fucking times? She had a smooth ass face.
Even that money, that Marvel money.
But yeah, and then another thing about Hogarth, she was just like totally cool with dude coming back to life. She was like, yeah.
Right. She's like, yeah, just because you're back alive doesn't mean I want to hug. Peace.
Right. But yeah, the show, I mean, I think the actor, he did the best he could. The show feels super rushed. It seemed like, the casting and filming was literally 2 weeks apart because it seemed like the dude didn't have enough time to actually get, like, really into character. But he was still cool with Danny. He was very, Danny was immature and kind of dumb, naive at best.
Yeah, but we'll see how he is. Like I said, hopefully we see growth. But I say, because if we see, I feel like he should have had way more growth in Iron Fist, but who knows how it'll end up in Defenders. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. Like I said, it wasn't bad, but yeah, I know what you mean, dude. That RZA episode, top notch. actually was like...
Yeah, I think that was... Because it was actually a fucking martial arts tournament. Wow.
Like, I'm saying, like, just kind of, like, seeing how... Oh, yeah, he... Yeah, he's trying to do that. That was a... Because however how you feel about the Man with Iron Fist movies... Hey, that was a solid episode.
The first I only watched the first one, and it was okay, a little too drawn out for me. Like it felt really long.
I feel like it wasn't long enough. But then again, like I can go into that.
It
movie.
It felt like a 3-hour movie.
But dude, actually, the original script and screenplay was a Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 kind of thing. So that movie actually got condensed, like hella. It's, I don't know, yeah, it's like a long kind of story. But I haven't fully watched number 2. I think that shit's on Netflix. It was, at least. I don't know if it still is. But yeah, dude, that was a solid episode.
I'm pretty sure.
He had, like I said, he had...
I don't know where I watched it.
You know, he had his the fucking sensei coming in, you know, talking to him each stage of the way. I don't know, yeah, dude, that episode was wrong. I actually kind of just want to watch that. Just because I know that's like the best episodes, just go watch. But I actually liked it though, yeah. Martial arts tournament, he had different things to overcome, his challenges. You know, he had the poison. What was the other two people? I don't know, the one dude.
I know there was these two dudes who fought together, two like Russians or whatever. They fought together, they had to fight them together. I remember that one. But everything, I don't remember who else he fought.
And yeah, the poison lady.
One chick who was like a, she was like a spider poison lady, like.
Yeah. And then you had, cause then you had that Asian dude at the end. I don't know if he was on. I can't remember what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, and well, there was that one scene. There was another good fight scene in the show. The one where, he had to go to, like China or whatever. And he had to fight that one drunken master. I was like, oh
that shit was dope.
Fighting in this bitch. I was like, yes.
I
was like, yes.
I knew it. As soon as I saw that dude as the guard and he was like sitting there drunk, I was like, drunken master, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Well,
Raichu
up in this bitch. Yeah. Raichu or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, Raichu, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But, which means drunk in Spanish for some reason.
Maybe they're just clowning.
Right. But yes, that was another one of my like good fight scenes.
Yeah, definitely.
Something I liked.
One of my favorite fight scenes. Hands down. Yeah, that shit was fresh. But yeah, definitely the fighting got way better when his homie Davos got in there. The RZA episode. Because I was even paying attention to the score in the RZA episode just because, you know, that's his shit. He's been really doing a more interpretive kind of scoring. Which is why I kind of like it in like the new Wu-Tang album, because it was kind of like, it was kind of scored instead of like, you know, what most people used to. I still haven't even listened to the whole thing, but... I think that's kind of like what he's trying to do, something a little bit different. Can't knock him.
I'm not going to go by anybody else's thoughts. I think the show was good. It definitely was the weakest of the first seasons for everybody.
I put it on...
But it literally, you could tell
Daredevil
it was a means to an
level.
End. I think I honestly like Daredevil Season 2 better than I like Season 1.
Like I said, it's tough for me.
Yeah,
I do know what you mean, though. If you don't have the big... That's,
you can't forget
Season
2
why.
Had Elektra and Punisher. You can't forget about that.
Hey, dude. Elektra got hella, like, dry after a while for me. And Punisher for a minute, like, the first 5 episodes, like, the way they did him before they even, like... like I said, like, man, they did Punisher nice, like, towards the beginning. Just like how they, like you said, their element of surprise and mystery, like you said, it was more... light coming from the shadow kind of like reveals, like they were just peeling it back slowly until you saw the full image. Because yeah, Punisher didn't say much, but dude, he was just menacing and just fucking shit up. So right after that, kind of got to that era. I don't know. I think it got dry for me. But And yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I was one of those people that think maybe the fucking show should have been less episodes.
Yeah, because what is it, 12 episodes for every season?
Yeah, and that kind of
stretch them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I was thinking like 8 episodes. And I know a lot of people come up with that number, but dude, maybe it would have been better 8 episodes. Because I know Defenders is going to be, I think, 8 episodes.
But. Yeah, and I'm, dude, have you seen, since we're speaking about it, there was a teaser out already.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you check it out? Yeah, man, that was like, cool. I was like, I can't believe this shit's happening.
I'm just elated it's happening. Like, just, because it's almost like, it happened a little bit faster, but it's like, when you first found out that they're going to make an Avengers movie and all the movies going to connect, and you started seeing, you know, Sam Jackson, when he got cast as Nick Fury, and his whole shit is about to go down. So once we saw it, now it's like, bam, we finally have a nice little Defenders team. I'm hyped, man. It should be lit. Comes out, what, August 2? August 14th or 25th or something?
Yeah, August. From teaser, from what it looks like, dude, I was like, hell yeah, I like this. Like, it's just, it's not too much. They just walk in the elevator, but you get to see them all together. And exactly. You get to see, like, dude, like, it's so funny how hard, like, it's so funny how hard Matt has to try, because he's fucking out of breath, dude. He's breathing so hard the whole time. It is just like, this is how he fights, man.
Yep.
He always fights out of fucking breath, just, everybody else is just cool, calm.
He's the only humanish one. Like, he's the more human of all of them. Because, you know, Luke has, like, fucking scientifically modified skin and strength. Fucking Jessica. I don't even remember if we ever found out how she got her strength.
It was.
Fucking dude has, like,
it had to be something with those chemicals. It had something to do with those chemicals when she was a kid, but I'm like, how long have you had these powers, though? Like, we didn't see her getting adjusted to them or none. She just has, like, what, super strength,
but not even
like,
young?
Good super strength.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, probably because she's such a little person, she can, like, float. Because that's the only time we really see her use it, just punching and jumping off that wall.
Yeah.
Oh, give me
yeah,
love.
Matt, he's just like, come on.
And he's got, like, a t-shirt over his face, or his original mask.
Yeah.
So you can tell this is some impromptu type stuff.
Probably, yeah. But no.
And speculation is telling them they're probably going down in that hole. Like the one that was at the end of in Daredevil Season 2, that big giant hole in that building that goes all the way down, like more than 20 miles.
Yeah. I'm probably actually going to rewatch
that's
everything.
That's what it looks
like. Because I was like, I remember that hole, but yeah, I kind of don't remember the whole thing. I just remember fucking Letcher was in getting ready to get revived or some shit like that.
Yeah, she was in that bullshit.
Like a damned queen type shit. I don't know. But yeah, that's like, I kind of remember the whole. So I'm gonna have to rewatch that shit just to make sure I'm on point.
Alright, guys. Well, I mean, that's the end of the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge. Episode 1 through 103. Well, it's season 1, episode 3.
There we go.
But, I mean, I'm on Twitter. You can find me at Dougley. My channel on YouTube's Dougley. Anywhere else you want to find me is most likely Dougley. Go ahead, Christian. Go ahead, plug your stuff, man.
So pretty much, obviously, everything I have is just, you know, Christ DeLorean. Christ underscore DeLorean. But then we also have, depending on how you're listening to this episode, we do have a Twitter for the Burger Milk Lounge. I think it's a Hyper Burger Milk. You guys can follow us there. We'll probably try to be, I mean, I'll probably be the more active place to kind of hit us up. We do have a YouTube. Where you get the video, if you're not watching the video already, just the name of the podcast, Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge Repop.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a Twitch for this. We'll probably have many of the uploads there. And every time we go live, the Twitch page will have a stream up as well. So we have, yes, at Twitter, we have the YouTube, and also you can listen to this on iTunes podcast if you want to listen to just the audio version. So feel free to subscribe, get the updates. So even if you subscribe to the iTunes on podcast on iTunes, you'll at least know when it goes when we post it. We post the video version and the audio version at the same time. And following our Twitch, you pretty much catch the episode live when we record it. And then, you know, if you guys guess, maybe we'll be in the comments section. Or maybe they said, maybe if you're talking to us live, we'll maybe give you a shout out. Say what's up.
Yeah. Lit up by Twitch. I mean, join the stream. Keep it look us up. Leave comments on the video. I'll read them. I'll reply to them if I have to. You know, give us questions. You have any feedback, let us know. I don't know if we're going to use it. Most likely not, but still, we want to hear it.
You'll probably definitely get a fuck you reply.
If there's a show out there, we're not paying attention to, yeah, let us know.
Oh, yeah, mainly stuff like that, for sure. We'll check it out.
But, something you want to see us cover, or at least give our advice on, you know?
That's pretty much it, guys.
Alrighty. Peace. Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me.
Goodbye.